there goes that beautiful national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining us for another edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium between the Daytona Tortugas and your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals. I'm Walter Works with my man Daryl Jones in the booth for today's game. What's up, Daryl? Do you got a pregame for us?
I certainly do, Walter. Thanks for that intro, and it's great to be here with you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the MILB Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network here at the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's a gorgeous day here in Jupiter, Florida, with partly sunny skies as we hover around the 80-degree mark. Stay with us as we get ready for Game 6 of this six-game series between your Palm Beach Cardinals and the Turtles from Daytona here at the Dean. The Palm Beach Cardinals currently stand at 15-11, placing them just a half game out of first place behind our other home team, the Jupiter Hammerheads, in the Florida State League East. As mentioned, their opponent, the Daytona Tortugas, sit at 9-17, 6.5 games out of first place, here early in the first half of the season. The Cardinals have clinched this particular season already, leading it 4-1 against the Turtles as they try to close out the day with yet another win. In yesterday's fireworks of a game, the teams posted a combined 18 runs, what some have characterized as a sloppy game, but in the end, the Cards will take the 13-5 victory. Who wouldn't? Pressure on the Turtles started in the fourth as the Cards began to exhibit some firepower over the next three innings. Bryson Motz pitched the first four innings, giving up four runs, only one of which was earned as he turned in a good effort. Chris Gerard tossed for the next 2 2/3 innings, disallowing any scoring during his time on the mound. Michael Brettle and Jack Lynch polished off the Turtles from the mound, allowing only one unearned run between the two of them as Gerard comes away with the win. The offense ripped through the Daytona pitching staff as Alex Adesanya led off the fourth inning with a solo home run, returning to add insult to injury with a hit at his next at bat, reaching on a bunt, no less.
That was one heck of a pregame, Daryl.
Yeah, we'll return after this first at-bat here, Walt.
First pitch underway here at the Dean. Hector Rodriguez leading things off for the Daytona Tortugas. And you were just spot on all across the board, Daryl. Very nice pregame. Thank you for bringing us on. And it's been one intense series. You mentioned yesterday a lot of fireworks in the ballpark. Palm Beach Cardinals all over the Daytona Tortugas. Daytona Tortugas looking for some redemption. Rodriguez leading things off. Cade Winquest on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez. Swing and a miss there. Count goes to 1-2. Winquest with a 3.95 ERA on the season. 18 strikeouts through 13 innings worked. And Rodriguez making contact there right in front of the center fielder. That's a stand-up single to start the top of the first inning here, Daryl. How about that?
Yeah, nice little blooper out in the center field. Drops just in front of Cho out there as he tries to hone in on it. Just couldn't quite make it there.
Juan Bin Cho, don't you know, back in center field. He's been missing playing out there. Playing a lot of right field, left field. Juan Bin Cho back at center. Up next is Sal Stewart in that two spot. He's batting .235 on the season, one home run, eight RBIs. He's the designated hitter for the Daytona Tortugas. Count goes 1-0 to Sal Stewart. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Winquest. And outside and away, count goes to 2-0. Another cloudy day, Daryl, but nothing threatening, I'd say, right?
No, it doesn't look too threatening. Like I say, partly sunny, but the temperature is perfect for spring ball.
Yeah, the temperature is nice as the next pitch from Winquest is down the middle. Count goes to 2-1.
Yeah, and happy belated birthday to Winquest. Just had his birthday here on April 30th here. 23, how about that, Walt?
I want some cake. As Stewart hits this one over to second, that's going to be a double play, a quick two outs. I got here like 10 minutes ago. I got to get my lineup card. Do we have any seconds there, Darryl? There we go. Nice double play there. I'm keeping it honest. You know, it's a Sunday today. No fans in the stands, unfortunately. That hasn't happened yet all season. But we have had nice crowds here throughout the week. The Daytona Tortugas here all week long wrapping things up today. Carlos Jorge up next after that double play, but nobody on now with two outs. Silver Sluggers night, Wednesday nights, baseball bingo all night long, and then Thirsty Thursdays. And then obviously every Saturday is the Kids Club. Kids Club Saturday, we got the bouncy house I'm never allowed in. I'm still trying to figure that one out, but always a good time here, Darryl. Family fun entertainment. You know, it's always you're going to catch a good baseball game here at the Dean and have some family fun entertainment. You enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Oh, 100%. Walt, you need to take your shoes off, man, and they'll let you in.
That might be it.
Yeah.
Next pitch to Jorge is strike number three. So Cade Winkus, after the double play, he gets his first strikeout of the game, and we'll be back for the bottom of the first inning. Walter and Darryl here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. The final game of this series between the Tortugas and the Cardinals, and we'll be back after this commercial break. Back, everybody. Sunday afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter and Darryl on the call with you.
Hey, Walt, I mean, we got to give props where props is due, because yesterday's game was an absolute blast. Chris Gerard tossed for a 2 2/3 inning yesterday, disallowing any scoring during his time on the mound. And Michael Brettel and Jack Lynch polished off the Turtles, as we already mentioned. Gerard came away with the win from yesterday. The offense totally ripped up the Tortugas. The Beach Birds took it to the visiting team. Michael Curiel scored every time he reached the base, posting two hits and a walk. Not to be outdone, Leonardo Bernal scored each time he reached the base as well on three walks. So the Beach Birds showing some awesome firepower with the bats, and that's not unusual for them, Walt. They normally bring the bats.
Yeah, Curiali has been impressive all season long. He's been a stepping stone in this electric offense that the Cardinals have displayed lately, Darryl. So definitely worth mentioning. As we get the bottom of the first started here, Chris Rotondo leading things off for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Kenya Huggins on the mound. He had a rough outing his last time around. Getting things going on the right foot here with strikeout number one, Rotondo, down on strikes.
Yeah, Kenya Huggins coming in at 0-1. He did have a challenging start in his last outing, as you've already mentioned, pitching seven innings, and oof, it was a doozy. But looks like he's here to kind of settle things down and get things going. It's looking pretty good so far.
Up next is Alex Arcenia. Not the easiest name on the lineup here, but I think I've mastered it after getting corrected by the PA announcer.
Oh, you know, I had it down pat last season. I came in here the first game this season for me, and I completely botched it. That's on me.
Arcenia with a blooper there. First baseman Michel Triana flicking it over for an easy out number one. Yeah, that happens. You know, it's a good icebreaker for the start of the season here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. First day, new lips. It happens. It happens. So still great baseball, and these players are doing well. So I want to get their names right.
So you talked about him earlier. Here's Michael Cariali with that 383 average, one home run, 14 RBIs in this early of the season. He's been impressive, Darryl. We'll see what happens here with nobody on. Counts 1-0 to Cariali. The next pitch just misses the outside corner. Count goes to 2-0.
Yes, he's been a charm when he touches the bases, given his performance from last game.
And the next pitch to Cariali does catch the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. He won the award for Florida State League Player of the Week the first week, which wasn't too long ago. And obviously he's not going to win it 2 weeks in a row. They're going to give it to somebody else. The next pitch right down the middle, count goes to 2-0. But when you look at that average, Darryl, that's at this point in the season, that's no joke. He's got a 383 average, and he's bringing people home. He's got 14 RBIs.
Absolutely, and his like I said, his on base percentage is through the roof here.
Yeah, because the thing with Cariali is if he doesn't necessarily get a hit, if he doesn't get the hit, he's getting on base with a good eye with the walk, and that counts too.
Absolutely, 100.
So we got a full count here: 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Here comes the next pitch. Check swing, and he didn't go. And there's the good eye I was talking about, Darryl. So Cariali getting on first with a walk on a full count.
Yeah, your words proved to be prophetic. And if he shows even half the production this game that he showed last game, then they've just scored 2 points without two runs without even showing it on the board just yet.
R.J. Yeager's up next. He had a grand slam yesterday, a grand salami. How about that? Bringing 4 home. Now he has 4 home runs on the season and 23 RBIs, Darryl. This is a 1-2 punch with Cariali and Yeager behind them.
Absolutely. Horseshoes, golf, and now baseball is a game of inches. That grand slam home run yesterday off the foul pole, it bounced left, it's out. It bounced right, and it's in, and the car's got to bounce.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I was like, this thing is just, I can't even get a track on it. And then I hear it hit the pole, everybody comes home, and then I lost my voice as Yeager bloops this one over to the second baseman, and a nice defensive effort. But Yeager, with the hustle, actually beats it, Darryl. Wow.
Yes, he most certainly was motoring down the baseline there. Reaches just before the ball gets there. What an outstanding effort on his part.
We were just talking about his power, now displaying the speed. So a lot of talent, and now you're seeing the potential in Yeager, and that's going to bring up Juan Bin Cho. He's got 2 home runs on the season, 7 RBIs. He's playing center field. First pitch to Bin Cho is called strike down the inside corner. So Cariali on second, Yeager on first. And Juan Bin Cho, don't you know, going to try to bring him on home.
Cho trying to settle in so far this season in the batter's box.
Final game of the series here between the Cardinals and the Tortugas. Cardinals trying to get a little streak going, now winning 2 in a row, trying to get their 3rd in a row. Here comes the pitch to Juan Bin Cho. And just misses the outside corner. Yeah, Huggins had it rough the last time around, Darryl. You were talking about it earlier, and I remember that game. It just was one thing after the other, and here we are. Huggins can turn it around, but he has that 10.80 ERA. Not a good look, as this one is inside. That's going to be ball 2. Nice little breeze today, right?
Nah, it's really nice. Like I said, it's a great day. Nice. Great day for spring ball here in a beautiful city of Jupiter.
I'm loving it. Here comes the 2-2. And this one inside, maybe in the dirt there, so we're going to have a full count here with 2 outs. Cariali on second, Yeager on first. Juan Bin Cho, who's shown some power this season. He's been tremendous in the outfield. Somebody the Palm Beach Cardinals love having in this lineup. Here comes the 3-2 to Bencho. And a swing and a miss hits the dirt, so Bencho's going to try to go to first. No luck there. So we end the first with no run coming across home. Both teams getting a hit apiece. No errors, and we're all tied up 0-0 here. Walter Works with you and Daryl. Daryl, any words before we go to commercial break?
No, it's just I'm feeling good. I'm being back here in the booth for the first time this particular season. I'm watching some Cards baseball. The Beach Birds are been humming along just fine. Just half a game out of first place, just behind the Jupiter Hammerhead. So no way to be angry or upset with this season so far.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, we enjoy having you in the booth. It's nice to have you back. I'm happy to have somebody to talk to. And besides that, you know, you mentioned it's a nice day for spring ball, and there's a lot going on. The Cardinals just a half game back, as we probably won't cut to commercial break because we only got a minute or so, though. But why not talk about it, right? The Cardinals are a half game back of their roommates here at the Dean, Daryl, the Jupiter Hammerheads. And that's surprising because usually it's the other way around.
Absolutely.
And it's a nice thing to see. Imagine if these two have playoff games at their home stadium. So it's good to see early on, and it's going to be fun to see how things progress.
You know, it's so easy to root for the home team, and in our case, we got two home teams to root for, and being coming in first and second so far, great efficiency in pitching, great efficiency in the batter's box, and we have the opportunity now. With more than a few games in, what are we about a third through, or I forget the number right now off the top of my head.
Well, the Cardinals are 15-11, and the Tortugas are 9-17. So there's a lot of baseball to be played.
Oh yeah, but this is a great start.
No, it definitely is. And here's the start of the top of the second. Cam Collier in the box. Cade Winquist on the mound. 19 strikeouts on the year for Winquist. He's been pretty impressive so far. I've been able to call a couple of Cade's games, and he has great poise, doesn't get rattled often, and that 3.68 ERA is the proof. Here comes the 1-1 to Cam Collier. Collier, looks like he hit this one off of his leg. Cam Collier had a home run in this series. He has a lot of power. He's the third baseman for the Tortugas. Hammerheads playing two games today at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Daryl, because they were rained out yesterday, and they're not that far north of us. As Collier foul tips this one back behind home plate, count goes to 1-2.
Yeah, no, the state of Florida here lately has been experiencing a lot of east to west and west to east rain. So you can be just north or south of not get a sprinkle, and while everyone else is experiencing the deluge.
Collier with some hard contact there, right over to the first baseman, though. R.J. Yeager picking that one up nicely. Yesterday, the Cardinals were just error-filled. I mean, I forgot the number. It was either 4, 5, or 6 errors on the evening. And thank goodness they had an offensive day to remember, because it was a sloppy game on D. Yeager showing that they're here to mean business when it comes to defense right there with a nice pickup. So we got one out here in the bottom of the second. Ariel Almonte up next, facing an 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Winquist. This one outside, count goes even, 1-1.
Yeah, Espinoza had a pretty interesting day, to say the least, yesterday when it came to fielding errors. But he made up for it. You got to say, he brought in three ribbies, and so all can be forgiven when you're producing like that.
Yeah, it was a rough day on defense, as this fastball, 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Winquist. Count goes to 2-2. Espinoza has been playing shortstop lately. He's shown some good defense along the series. I'm not saying that, but yesterday was just one of those days.
Yeah.
You know, Darryl,
one of
those days.
Yeah, by no means would I accredit yesterday as being something that is normal for him. That is not normal, and we all have our days.
We do, and Almonte makes contact there. A nice pickup and catch. What a play, Darryl. Brandon Hernandez over in the second base position with a beautiful, some nice glove work right over to Yeager for out number two.
What a nice reach in that Cirque du Soleil pivot in the air.
I loved it.
Oh, you gotta love watching this when it happens. It's phenomenal effort.
What a sight to see.
Yeah.
And that's a way to make up for yesterday's horrific defensive performance. I mean, some good defense on display early on here. You hope they try to keep it going. Cade Hunter now up next to bat. He's the catcher for the Daytona Tortugas. Count goes 2-0 to Hunter. Nice defense there.
Yeah, there might have been some tossing and turning last night, but it looks like...
And you know the weather never doesn't help that cause.
No.
It was raining for a couple innings here, and then it stopped, and then the clouds were just looming, and you just didn't know. It was pretty windy, though. It's been windy all week. Here comes the pitch to Hunter, and this one called strike. So 3-1 to count, two outs, top of the second inning, all tied up at nothing. Nada to nada. Here comes the 28th pitch from Winquest. Big swing and a miss. Count goes full. So full across the board, three balls, two strikes, two outs. Winquest versus Hunter, here we go. And just foul, Darryl, just foul.
Oh, I was eyeballing that one, and I was like, please do not bounce off his glove.
Just foul.
Let it go over, and it did. Bullpen showing great discipline, not moving whatsoever as that ball came hurtling towards him.
I thought those were mannequins.
Yeah,
there.
They might as well have been.
Here comes the 3-2 to Hunter.
And got him.
Nice pitching by Winquest. Getting his second strikeout? Second strikeout of the game, maybe. But a nasty breaking ball there, Darryl. Nasty breaking ball. As we head to the top, to the bottom of the second inning, still all tied up here. Walter and Darryl with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We're going to keep it going. Bottom of the second coming up after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
And we are back, everybody. Darryl and Walter here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And my papers are flying everywhere. It's that type of day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The clouds, though, they're nice. They look like nice, friendly clouds. Nothing that looks like is going to threaten the outcome of this game, Darryl. So that's good news.
Yes. I believe they call those cumulus nimbus.
Yeah. Friendly clouds. And a little bit of wind never hurt nobody.
No.
Joshua Baez starting things off in the bottom of the second here, the big-time prospect in Baez. He's batting .220 this season with one dinger and nine RBIs. You would expect a lot more out of Baez, but it's a long season, and at this level of the minor leagues, we're looking for some development here, and now's a good time to start for Baez. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and he pops this one all the way up, but it's going to go foul. The final game of this series between the Daytona Tortugas and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cardinals trying to improve to 16-11, trying to take their third in a row. As the count goes even to Baez, here comes the 2-2. Making contact is Baez on the left side of the third baseline, so that's going to be foul. A nice, mellow vibe today at the ballpark.
Yeah, you have to kind of grow accustomed to not hearing the fans in the stands on a Sunday, but still makes for great baseball when you get two teams out here, and they're going to do battle with each other. And Palm Beach, I'm pretty sure they are not going to just sit back and let the Jupiter Hammerheads lord that half game over them.
Baez takes first base on a walk, and the Hammerheads have two games today because of the rainout yesterday in St. Lucie, so they have an opportunity to gain more than just, you know, another half game or game.
They can go full game up,
they
right?
They can go, full game up, and we'll see what happens today in St. Lucie, because the Mets have just been horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible this season. I mean, that
isn't that a little surprising?
It's surprising, Darryl. I don't get it. I mean, they went through a run where they lost almost 10 games in a row. That was not too long ago. And, I mean, they're probably looking for a doubleheader sweep, something to get this season going for them.
Last season, St. Lucie Mets come to town, and you just kind of held your breath. Now it's like, come on, let's play.
It's just been really bad for the St. Lucie Mets. But as far as the Palm Beach Cardinals go, after a slow start to the season, as Brody Moore is up, a big swing and a miss there. Count goes 1-2 to Moore. A slow start to the season, and they've picked it up. I mean, for most of the month, they played the St. Lucie Mets, Darryl. So that's kind of how that story goes.
Yeah.
And now you see two teams on the opposite end of the spectrum there when you look at the Florida State League standings. So Baez on first. Huggins checking him over there.
Well, certainly I'm happy that the script has flipped, because it was not like that last season.
No, and it hasn't been like that for a long time. It's surprising. When you think about the Mets, you think about consistency, as this one is outside. So the count's going to go full, or is it going to be 2-2? I don't know. Sometimes the scoreboard misses one or two. That happened to me yesterday, and then I got all lost.
Mm.
Here comes the next pitch from Huggins. Baez is going to go, and there's the throw. He's in there
nice.
By a mile.
He's got it.
Nice base running by Baez, even though Moore is retired on strikes. Huggins with another strikeout.
That swing by Moore was just enough distraction. probably gave Baez a half a step. But, he was in there easy. There was no doubt.
Baez has some good speed. He's not your prototype runner. I mean, he's not, you know, like a Trajan Fletcher in center field, or even Juan Pinchot's speedy. There's a lot of power when you think Baez. You don't always think his speed, and he's all dirty now as he gets in there to second safe. So Jose Zapata up next with just one out, an instant threat on the bags with Baez on second. Here comes the pitch from Huggins, and this one down the middle, strike one. Yeah, the St. Lucie Mets are 6-19, winning one game out of their last 10 games, Darryl.
That's unheard of.
One out of their last 10.
Unheard of.
So we weren't hyping it up. As Zapata rips this one, but it looks like the wind's going to keep it in the park, and it is. Nice grab there in left field by Ariel Almonte.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Walt, the last inning, at the end of the last inning, the wind was whipping out of right field towards left, and
he was hitting against the wind there, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course. It switched. 2 minutes ago, that would might have been at least warning track.
Oh, yeah. At least warning track. Brandon Hernandez up next. He takes the first pitch called strike.
Yeah, now we got the wind out of left field, and it held it up.
It definitely. I mean, the crack of the bat, everything seemed right there. Here comes the 0-1 from Huggins. And fastball 93 miles per hour just misses the outside corner of the plate, or it got the outside corner of the plate. Nice pitch from Huggins. Could have gone either way. Counts 0-2.
Huggins consistently in the 90s his past three pitches.
Ooh, nice piece of hitting there by Hernandez. Baez rounding third. There's going to be a play at home. No, there isn't. Ball getting away. Baez gets home safely. Hernandez with an RBI double, Darryl, and the Palm Beach Cardinals are on the scoreboard with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second.
Bringing those ribbies. Got to get those RBIs in.
Very nice piece of hitting by Hernandez. Baez was already on second, and at third, Cam Collier had no shot at it. And there's the first run of the ball game. Now Chris Rotundo up. The party getting started here on this Sunday afternoon edition of baseball, Darryl. Here we go. So two outs, Rotundo up.
Bats coming alive.
And this one floating right over to the second baseman, Carlos Jorge. That's the end of the second inning. One run comes across home. It's 1-0 Palm Beach Cardinals over the Daytona Tortugas. Top of the third inning coming up. Final game of this series. Walter and Darryl live on MILB.com on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be back for the top of the third inning after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
And we are back for the top of the third inning. Walter and Darryl with you on the call for the final game of the series between the Daytona Tortugas and your hometown Cardinals. Victor Acosta leading things off in the top of the third. He grounds this one right over to the shortstop. Nice play there by Brody Moore. Right over to R.J. Yeager, out number one.
Now batting number 18, first baseman.
Making short work of that one. Great fielding technique on this sunny afternoon in Jupiter, Florida. No rain to contend with.
The sun's coming out more, and Michel Triana up next makes contact, but this goes foul.
into the aluminum bleachers just over the bullpen of the Tortugas.
Are those mannequins?
They didn't move either. I think the first one moves has to buy dinner.
You have to question everything now. That's funny. Here we go. Winquest on the mound. Next pitch to Triana is a ball. Count goes 1-2. Winquest having a good game so far, not allowing any runs, just one hit. Now in his third inning of work here in the top of the third. Triana fouling this one behind home plate, so the count stays 1-2.
That previous pitch was a Potter showing some great moves behind the plate there, keeping the ball in front of him. There's no one on base, but, you know, you got to keep your game up.
Triana makes contact, but right there, it's going to go right into the mitt. Nicely placed is the left fielder, Alex Ardesena. Yeah, Zabata behind home plate today. He hasn't gotten a lot of repetitions there all season. But so far, so good. We got two outs here quickly in the top of the third. Up next is Melvin Valdez. Wade Quest with three strikeouts so far. Faces Valdez here. Here comes the 0-1 to Valdez. Check swing. He didn't go. Wade Quest has two strikeouts. Gonna try to get his third here. Here comes the 1-1. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2.
Nice breaking ball on that one. He's been bringing a few curves now. That one broke. Got Ooh. Caught chasing.
This one a wild pitch. Yeah, he's had a 85 to 83 mile per hour breaking ball. So some speed there. Winquest has had a good season early on and has been somebody that the Cardinals have relied on to start games for them. As he gets Oof. Valdez looking,
Oof.
There goes that third strikeout I was talking about. But Valdez challenges it, Darryl.
Wow.
One of the new rule changes here, the instant challenge, and the judge and jury is out. It's called the ball.
Wow.
You saw it right there. Look at that. Here comes the 3-2 now with the count full. And Valdez stays alive fouling this one.
Comment reserved. It looked good to me, Walter. I'm sorry.
How do you like those rule changes?
My goodness, that was...
So here comes the 3-2 again to Valdez. And Valdez makes contact. Right there is the shortstop. Nice play and an easy grab. More to R.J. Yeager for out number three as we cruise to the bottom of the third inning, Darryl. Let's take a look at your out-of-town scorecard while we have a chance. A lot of games going on today, of course, in the Florida State League. Starting off with this one, the Cardinals on top 1-0 as we approach the bottom of the third. Then you got Lakeland and Clearwater. Clearwater, who is the best team in the Florida State League, Darryl, at 20-6, all tied up with the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the bottom of the third inning, one apiece. The Bradenton Marauders have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the third over the Tampa Tarpons. The Marauders have had an impressive season also, 16-10 on the year. Tampa Tarpons, the opposite side of that record. They're 10-16. And then today, a doubleheader with the Hammerheads and the Mets. Right now in the middle of the third, it's the Hammerheads 0, the Mets 0. The Blue Jays and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, they play today. They got a little bit delayed because of weather. So those are the games today on this Sunday afternoon. That's right. Darryl, any words of wisdom so far? We're heading towards the bottom of the third. Not so much the offensive explosion that yesterday brought, right?
Not the offensive explosion, no. But the offensive explosion is not needed when you're not when you're not out there filibustering on defense. We keep the defense the way it is. We'll take a 1-0 win and go 5-1 on this series. I mean, why not?
Yeah, no, definitely. And those are games that you have to win in this league.
Yes.
You know, you can't get through just by hitting home runs all the time. You got to show that you have what it takes on pitching, you have what it takes on defense, and you're an all-around team. Alex Arcena leading things off here in the bottom of the third, takes the first pitch called strike. Kenya Huggins still on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. He's had a bounce-back game, I'd say, Darryl, now approaching his third inning of work. He's allowed just two hits, the one earned run, but a lot better than his last go-around.
He's putting in work. 41 pitches so far. This is 42nd coming up now. And bounce back is that's a great term, because he certainly hit the ground in his last outing. So bounce back or bounce up. Let's wish the young man well. He is pitching against the home team, so I can't be too sad if he catches a loss on this one. But you don't want to see him come out and struggle, and he's been doing very well. Good for him.
Yeah, a good start for Huggins, even though the Cardinals are on top. And he gets Arcena there on the strikes.
Yeah, he did. I don't want to talk him up too much. I don't want him to be too productive.
That's his fourth strikeout of the afternoon, Darryl. And he's facing Michael Curiali next.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
First pitch to Curiali outside. The thing about Huggins is he's got 18 strikeouts in 10 innings of work, so super potential. You can't hide that. But then obviously his ERA is almost at a 10 with 10 innings of work, so he had a couple of blow-ups, but the talent is on the mound when you think Huggins. Here comes the 1-1 to Curiali. This one just misses inside. The count's going to go 2-1. Here comes the 2-1. And Curiali makes contact. That one's foul tip behind home plate. Counts even 2-2. With one out here, nobody on in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, Huggins drafted by the Cincinnati Reds in 2022. Played this JUCO ball right here in Florida, Chipola. Not too far up the road, so he's used to playing here in Florida, and he's done well pretty much everywhere he's gone, and no reason to think that he doesn't have a bright future in front of him, because he certainly is putting in work, and he's feeling it. He's on the mound. He's shaking his head. He's talking to the opposing team's dugout. He's feeling good right now.
Approaching his 51st pitch of the afternoon. Here comes pitch number 51. The 2-2 to Curiali. And Curiali makes contact. A nice piece of hitting. Trying to get to it is the left fielder. Rounding first is Curiali. And that's a double with one out here in the bottom of the third. So Curiali keeps the good times going on offense. And we talked about that 1-2 punch, Darryl, with R.J. Yeager up next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Curiali, Walter, other than a walk-off home run, nothing looks quite as good as a stand-up double. Just, it's so commanding. Something you love to see, especially from the home team. Yeager at the plate now.
Yeah, Ariel Almonte was in left field just tracking it down. That could have been a triple. You know, Almonte with the speed got to it as quick as he could. But a nice piece of hitting. You mentioned it, Darryl. Taking a command of this inning. Now it's up to Yeager. Here comes the 0-1 to Yeager. And that's going to be called a ball. So the count goes to 1-1.
Good eye on Yeager. I think as soon as it left the pitcher's hand, he knew that wasn't going to be anything to swing at.
Yeager had a grand slam yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This one up and inside. Count goes to 2-1. I think I lost my voice yesterday, and then I had my coffee this morning. It came back, and You know, yesterday was just one of those games, Darryl, as Yeager makes contact. It gets past the third baseman. Cam Kyler can't get to it. Curiali's going to come home. Yeager's going to round first, get to second, and that's an RBI double for R.J. Yeager.
What did I just say about those commanding stand-up doubles? Oh, my goodness, what a great piece of hitting Yeager is still putting on a show. He's having visions of yesterday still dancing in his head like sugar plums at Christmas.
I love it, Darryl. I love it, that 1-2 punch and those sugar plums at Christmas. That was exciting, wasn't it?
I love it. Absolutely. Exciting. Absolutely.
That was exciting. So an RBI double for Yeager, something the Palm Beach Cardinals are loving lately. Yeager and Curiali in that lineup. And Juan Bincho now with one out. Yeager on second, Darryl. I mean, the potential for a breakout inning is all in the writing here.
That's something I love to read, Walt. They need to go ahead and write that. I love to read it.
The writing's on the wall here with a 2-0 count, just one out. And a lot of potential in Juan Bincho. You know, you got to – he hustles out there in the outfield, and I've seen him hit a couple home runs in this park.
Yes, his bat, he's nursing it. It's coming up. They out there having a discussion right now because despite that 1-6-2 up on the board – they know Cho is not to be messed with.
Yeah, the catcher, Cade Hunter, going on the mound to maybe talk some strategy with Kenya Huggins. As the Cardinals jump to a 2-0 lead now with a run here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the next pitch to Bincho. Bincho making contact. Charging is the center fielder and left fielder. Whoa. Nobody's going to get to it. Yeager's going to round third. He's going to come home. And that's another RBI double, and this time it's by Juan Bincho. Don't you know, Darryl?
Don't you know that Cho is bringing the show?
Yes!
That was another commanding stand-up double, scoring another RBI. So we have Curiali coming in. We have Yeager coming in. All both on stand-up doubles. The bats are alive and well. We are definitely having visions of yesterday. That's fine. Well, you said it, brother. If they want to write it, I will definitely read it.
Yes, and the writing was on the wall, and that's what the Palm Beach Cardinals have been looking for all season. Because if you look at the lineup, Darryl, and we do have a call to the bullpen, so the Tortugas are going to change things up. Obviously, there's going to be some relief. The game's not really out of hand or anything like that. It's just there's a lot of power plays on offense going now. You can feel the momentum swing, Darryl. I think that's what it is, right?
Well, you know, Walt, when you have a terrible experience that was called yesterday for the Tortugas, and you get another spoonful of the same medicine, three zip can kind of feel like 10 zip if you're not careful. So maybe this is, you know, a good call by the manager.
And they're looking for some medicine, not necessarily Pepto-Bismol, but in the form of some relief from the bullpen. You know, that's going to be much needed right now, because if they can get some good bullpen work, Darryl, they're still in this game. We still got a lot of baseball to be played. They just don't want things to unravel. But the Palm Beach Cardinals lineup, this is what they want to see, Darryl, out of Curiali, out of Yeager, out of Juan Bincho, and out of Joshua Baez, who's up next. You know, this is a dangerous lineup, and they've been showing it these last 2 days.
You know, you got Baez hitting. Six? Yeah. He's in the sixth spot, and you're still in the meat. You're still in the teeth of your batting adventure.
And Baez is only in that sixth spot because he has struggled a little bit. But he is a highly touted prospect here.
Absolutely.
In the Cardinals organization. Up next is Zach Maxwell. Runner's going to take third, and
Got
Bincho
it.
Is there. Wow, Bincho.
weren't you commenting earlier about his motor?
Don't you know? You saw it there, Darryl, I was. Because I've seen flashes of that all season, and there it was on display. Did he get underneath that hop, that jump there? Holy moly.
He did. He slid right underneath it.
Zach Maxwell on the mound now for the Tortugas with just one out here. An 0-1 count to Maxwell.
Yeah, catcher Hunter.
That wasn't a bad throw either.
Yeah, he was on point. He was on point, but Cho was just a little bit faster.
The speed of Ben Cho.
Yeah.
As Baez fouls this one. Can you give let me, Darryl, can you give me the Reds lineup really quick there? Because we're the
the Reds.
Yeah, because Zach Maxwell. Zach Maxwell's on the mound now, and he throws a nasty fastball there, Darryl. 97 miles per hour. And one thing I remember about Maxwell, what's his he's a big boy there, right? What's he looking like, Maxwell, with that 97 mile per hour fastball? Imagine him showing up at your doorstep wanting to play some catch.
Well, I tell you what, I'd offer him a hoagie and maybe just try to distract him. He's 6'6", 275.
6'6", 275.
He's up there with the NFL lineman.
He's a big pitcher out there, and he's bringing the heat right now, a 97-mile-per-hour fastball.
He might be the pitching version of Frank Thomas. Going to have to call him the Big Hurt.
Jeez, Louise, I remember Maxwell as Moore pops this one up all the way up. Heading towards the Cardinals bullpen. They're still not moving out there in the bullpen, Darryl. That one goes foul.
Wow, did you see him covering first on that? Did you see him covering? He can move.
He can move. I mean, what an athlete, Darryl. 6'6", 275 from Nashville, Tennessee, went to Georgia Tech. I can guarantee you he played football. Picked baseball, though, which a lot of players do.
Longevity.
As Moore fouls this one by the Cassidy Cool Zone. Maxwell was picked in the sixth round of the 2022 draft. 98-mile-per-hour fastball.
My goodness.
1-2 count to Brody Moore. Two outs. Moore fouls this one behind home plate. Count stays 1-2. Nobody warming up yet in the Cardinals' pen. They are moving, though. I see some legs kicking there. Counts 1-2 to Brody Moore. Here comes the pitch from Maxwell. And Moore makes contact, and it's going to fall right into the mitt of the right fielder, Melvin Valdez. So three outs finally on the board.
Not
the Daytona Tortugas are looking
a
forward to
thing,
the top of the fourth inning. Cardinals are able to get two across home,
Darryl,
so up to a 3-0 lead, but Maxwell with an arm now in for some relief for the Daytona Tortugas. The Daytona Tortugas looking to cut into this 3-0 deficit. What do you think so far of the game, Darryl?
Well, you know, we bring Maxwell in, and he's got an incredible arm, apparently, but that fastball walk can be a double-edged sword. Okay, you might cut a few people down, but sometimes it bounces back and hits you in the form of a home run. And the way the Beach Birds have been swinging the bat, we may see a different version of fireworks here. This game has been not quite fireworky like yesterday, but 3-3 zip is a good start to that. And we might see a home run or two if he keeps trying to throw that high heat like that.
And yesterday, things didn't really get going until like the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and that's where we're headed towards now. But this is a pivotal game when it comes to the Florida State League, Darryl. You got the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Hammerheads now heading into the new week. They're going to be facing each other, and that series is going to be for first place. That's where we're headed.
There's no two ways about it. That series will be for first place. And Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know how often I'll be able to visit the booth, but I think I'm going to have to stop by a couple of days just to say hello and see how these things work out in the end.
Well, we do wish you come more often, Daryl. It's been a joy calling the game with you this far, but you know, we'll work on that. I'll wine and dine you, send you flowers, and we make sure you get here. This has been a lot of fun, of course, and now Hector Rodriguez leading things off in the top of the fourth, counts 0-1 to Rodriguez. Winquest still on the mound. He's got about 44 pitches in the books. Here comes number 45, that one called a strike, so the count's 0-2 to Hector Rodriguez. Rodriguez has shown a lot of power this series. He's had a couple of home runs throughout the six games of this series. Here comes the 0-2 to Rodriguez, makes contact, this one goes foul. Nobody warming up in the Cardinals' pen. I see maybe a new pitcher coming in next for the Tortugas, as the next pitch to Rodriguez is outside. Count goes 1-2. Winquest has been a workhorse. He seems to put a lot of good innings together. Here he's allowed no earned runs. This one is hit right over to shortstop. Should be an easy play, and it is. Out number one. That's Hernandez to Yeager. That's going to bring up Sal Stewart with one out here in the top of the fourth.
Now batting, number 13, designated hitter Sal Stewart.
Sal Stewart, the designated hitter for the Tortugas today. And this one inside, 87 miles per hour. Ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Sal Stewart. And goes outside, ball two. Palm Beach Cardinals looking for their third win in a row. Here comes the 2-0. Stewart makes contact, but this is going to go foul. So yesterday was beers around the bases, Daryl. You get to watch batting practice, have a free beer, and have a good time. A lot of different beers were on display, and, you know, the rain kind of dampened that a little bit, but we still had a good turnout. A nice sight to see. You know, there's always something fun going on at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and it's going to be a lot of fun this week because guess who's playing? The Cardinals and the Hammerheads. And, you know, we were just talking. That series is going to determine first place.
I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see what next week brings here at the Dean. What a phenomenal opportunity to watch some great baseball here early in the first half of the season for these two single-A teams vying for the top spot.
Yes.
Either way it goes. Either way it goes, Walt, the Dean wins.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna have a number one team.
And we win because we get to call the stars of tomorrow in a meaningful game. You know, it's very odd that we have this situation with these two teams at top. You know, I mean, that's unfortunately not the way it always works out. Carlos Jorge up to bat facing a 1-1 count right now.
You know, for so many seasons, we were, you know, ecstatic to have one of the two in the top three because one other team would not be in the top three. And now we have two in the top two. And let's be prayerful that it can continue this way because, man, what would the playoffs look like?
Oh, that would be
I mean, I know I'm down the road. I know I'm down the road. I may be too far down the road, but man, that would be awesome.
No, you gotta
talk it up.
You gotta talk it up.
Yeah,
you know? Talk it up, and hey, either happens or it doesn't. But it is a lot of fun, Daryl, and that's pretty much why we're so excited. Because early on, it's just been a great baseball season. You know, these two teams now climbing up the Florida State League standings. But when you look at the East, I mean, the Mets right now are a team that you're used to seeing up there. And when you look at the standings, as the runner goes, here comes the throw. Nice throw there by Zapata, but in there by a mile at second base safely are the Tortugas.
Yeah, Stewart showing some motor skills, churning and burning as he has from first to second with the stolen base. Got a very but in the process, Jorge strikes out.
Yeah, Jorge strikes out, and that's another strikeout for Winquest. That's his third. Not the big time strikeout pitcher. Nice grab there.
Ooh.
At second, and he gets some, Darryl. Look
goodness.
At that defense.
What a play, Hernandez, from his knees. He's not begging. He's throwing people out.
That was nice. Very nice, Darryl. I mean, that's just exciting as
I love it.
As a big play on offense, look at that defense as everybody throwing high fives in the Cardinals' dugout.
My goodness. Call your thought, Hernandez, we're proposing, but not the proposal he wanted. He proposed to throw him out at first, and he does it. What a great play.
Yeager following up with the strong catch and standstill there at first. I mean, what a play, Hernandez. I mean, you see a couple of those at this level, and they're moving on up before your eyes.
Yes, sir.
So the Cardinals now up 3-0 as we approach the bottom of the fourth inning, Darryl. And, you know, we talked about the Florida State League East standings. When you look at those, you know, you think about playoffs. And last year, the Cardinals and the Mets squared off in the playoffs. And the Mets eliminating the Cardinals there. But when you think about the prospect of that happening this season, I mean, the Mets right now are 6-19. They got a long ways to go to even be in the conversation.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you suffer early on in the season, it's just too much of a mountain to climb. You know, and that's kind of the bed that the Mets are making right now.
But consider the Cardinals of last season. In a not too dissimilar situation early on, and managed to make quite the run in the second half. First half didn't, but the bat started coming alive late in the first half of the.
It's a long season. You're right.
Yeah. So
I'm just doing my Dr. Phil impression. We got to keep the talk show going.
No. But
you're right.
But to your point, for the first half, because you can win a playoff spot.
You just see that 1-9 out of their last 10 games. That's the St. Lucie Mets.
I don't see them winning the first half, though. I agree with you 100%.
That's just rough.
But you gotta grind it out, and
you gotta grind it out. I mean, you know they're gonna bounce back in some way, shape, or form, but they can't dig too much of a hole. Zapata goes down looking on strikes, and look at Big Zach Maxwell, Darryl. Holy moly! I mean, he just burns people. That's his 18th strikeout.
Yeah, look
in
at
12
look at
innings.
97 miles an hour. Come on now.
Ay, Dios mio.
Come on now.
I mean, that's a little outrageous. The 6'6 righty from Nashville, Tennessee, picked in the sixth round of the 2022 draft. 275. He can block your quarterback or throw for you on the mound. That's what you got in Zach Maxwell, a tremendous athlete. And he's just got the poise. You see him out there on the mound, Darryl? Shows command.
You know, when he's finished with his pitching duties, he's going to put the catcher's pads on because he can play both positions.
And you saw a lot of good stuff come out of Huggins. And if you think you got somebody like Huggins out there and then Maxwell following up, I mean, that's some good pitching, some good talent that the Tortugas have to work with as the count goes 2-2 to Hernandez. We saw Hernandez close out the last inning with a defensive gem. We'll see if he can follow up here on offense, and he can't, striking out there Zach Maxwell with another strikeout.
Yeah, that 4.26 ERA is looking very deceptive right now.
That's Maxwell's third strikeout of the afternoon. That's going to bring up Chris Rotundo with two outs. This one getting away from Hunter. Bottom of the fourth inning. Walter and Darryl with you on the call. Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network for the last game of the series. The Tortugas have been here all week long, wrapping things up today. Cardinals taking a majority of the games. Tortugas looking to take another one as Rotundo pops this one all the way up in the air, right into the mitt of the center fielder, Hector Rodriguez. And that's all she wrote for the bottom of the fourth. It seems like it's a lot more than a 3-0 lead, right?
It does.
Just seems like the Cardinals have just dominated this game.
No, it definitely feels that way. And if you're looking at, and I pay attention to body language, and the Tortugas look, they look like a turtle out of water right now. And they're just kind of lumbering around in the heat. And
you know, Darryl, when I met you, I said, this guy probably has better catchphrases than I do. And I was right on the money.
No, I doubt that.
Turtle out of water.
I doubt that, Walt. You're quite the professional showman, sir. I don't see me.
I don't mind losing. And that was unique. I'm gonna steal that one all season.
That's
but,
fine.
But you're right about that. They've looked like out of place.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Like they're just trying to figure it out. And look, one thing about baseball is things can turn around quickly. And you know, with Zach Maxwell on the mound, maybe they can get some momentum going, but they got to pick it up on offense. I mean, they only got one hit, Darryl, and no runs so far.
Yeah, Maxwell looks like he's going to try to keep it close for him, but yeah, you're absolutely right. They need to produce some offense. And it looks like we stick with Winquist?
I think so. I think we got some arms, though, maybe going. I see some mannequins getting up. I see they definitely, wow, those are humans. Look at that. Everybody, a lot of action actually in the pen.
How about that?
Action we mean as body parts moving. We'll see if somebody starts to warm up there. But, yep, you're right there. Winquest on the mound coming out for the top of the fifth. He has 60 pitches in the books. Here comes pitch number 61 with Almonte leading off. That's going to be Hernandez again to Yeager, out number one. But 60 pitches, that's a healthy pitch count.
Oh, yeah. We don't see anyone in the rubber right now in the bullpen. This is the number you start seeing arms warm up. But he's doing a fine job. You know, why mess with success, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's nice to see them let him go, you know, into the fifth. I mean, he's pitching a shutout. He's only allowed one hit. And he's shown a lot of poise. And he's a big reason, obviously, why the Cardinals would just, you know, not a lot of explosive plays on offense, but they've gotten the necessary doubles.
Yeah.
Darryl, you know, and yep. those are big plays too, and you got to love fundamental baseball. Count goes 1-1 to Cade Hunter, and Hunter makes contact there. Hernandez has just been all over the last couple of outs. Last inning, this inning, Darryl, he gets another one here to Yeager.
Yeah, nice little chopper to Hernandez. He handles it well. Good eye, just very poised. I'm like, let it come to me and. Easy throw out. Easy throw out over to Yeager.
Hernandez looking good at second. That's been a consistent infield for the Palm Beach Cardinals all season long. Victor Acosta up next. When you talk about Yeager at first, Curiali at third, Moore at shortstop, and Hernandez at second base. I mean, they're showing a lot of good stuff today. As Ooh. This one gets Acosta. Did Ooh. It get him?
Yeah, HBP there. HBP there, and now we see some activity in the Cardinals bullpen there.
There we go.
It's about that time.
Two outs, though, top of the fifth. Getting through this game here with Winquest on the mound. Approaching pitch number 67 of the afternoon. Here it comes to Triana. This one outside. Michel Triana, 9 RBIs on the season. He's been playing first base all series long for the Daytona Tortugas. Has been pretty good on the defensive side. Not a lot going on the offensive side. Right now would be a good time to get things going. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Makes contact, but foul. Count 1-1 with two outs. Runner on first. Top of the fifth. Cardinals hanging on to a 3-0 lead. Here comes the pitch from Winquest. And Triana makes contact, but it goes foul.
Oh, Triana, I'm parked over there, Walt. I don't like that.
Oh, boy.
I'll be calling it safe light.
Here comes the 1-2 to Triana. And Winquest is going to check the runner over at first.
I like his movement. That was very quick action there.
Yeah, it was.
Good. Great footwork.
ERA now down to 2.95 for Winquest, but no runs allowed today. Nice breaking ball there at 77 miles per hour. Just misses the outside corner of the plate.
Isabella Robb behind home plate. You got Tyler Green on the base pass.
Triana staying alive there, fouling this one. Isabella has been here all week. So has Green. I think they've flip-flopped where they've umped. But so far, so good.
Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. And this one just misses outside, so the count's going to go full.
Yeah, we only had that one pitch that was overruled, and that was initially called a strike. And
yeah, but you know, now with the rule changes, that challenge is instant. It's not really up to the ump.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't really blame them.
No. Oh, no.
And the runner does go there, which is, I don't know how I feel about that. So the count full here, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Michel Triana trying to move the runner along the bags, makes something happen. And what's been a quiet game for Daytona on offense, he pops this one up. Cariali trying to track it down, heading towards the netting. And that's going to go over the net into the third row.
Well, we got plenty of time to run down there and get that ball. Or maybe not. There is one person making a beeline to it. So.
Man, making a beeline. I mean, at this point, if I see nobody in front of me, I'm walking.
I'm not sure why he's running. Yeah. At this point. Maybe he hurt me.
One.
Sorry.
I'm thinking, like, that's just too much going on there.
Yeah.
At some point, you just got to take the chance. And here comes the 3-2 to Triana. Two outs here, top of the fifth. And a smooth swing and a miss.
Mm.
And Winquest with another strikeout. That's going to be his fourth. Probably the last we've seen of Winquest. And it's been a very well-pitched game for Winquest. We talked about his composure. We talked about what he brings to the Palm Beach Cardinals on the mound. And you're seeing a lot of that today as the Cardinals try to improve to 16-11. Trying to get their third win in a row. With 5 hits, no errors, a big change from yesterday's game where there were just errors all over the place. But because of the offensive explosion and the effort that we saw from the lineup from the Palm Beach Cardinals, they were able to dominate that game, no problem. As far as the Daytona Tortugas, they would love today to leave out of here with a win. I mean, they would do anything to stay in that Florida State League conversation when it comes to who's going to go to the playoffs, who's not going to go to the playoffs. And at 9-17, they need to do anything they can to get back into this game. going to do what they need to do to cut into this three-run deficit. And we talked about we might have a new pitcher on the mound. We'll see. Looks like number 27. Chris McKelvin is going to be now in relief for the Daytona Tortugas. So McKelvin's on the mound. Here come the Palm Beach Cardinals, bottom of the fifth inning. Alex Ardesena. Ardesena looking for his first hit of the game. Chris McKelvin in for relief. And Ardesena fouls this one. So McKelvin now in the game from Columbia, Tennessee, the 22-year-old righty. Went to Vanderbilt, picked in the eighth round of the 2022 draft. He's going to try to keep the Tortugas in it as the count goes 0-2 to Ardesena. Ardesena from Staten Island, New York. Trying to get his first hit. Here we go. Fouls this one. Count remains 0-2.
Yeah, it seems like Daytona likes their players from Tennessee, their pitchers from Tennessee. This McKelvin from Columbia, Tennessee. And
was Maxwell from Tennessee?
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, Nashville. Sure was.
Here comes the 0-2 to Alex. And making contact there, but that's going to be out of play. Foul ball. There he goes running again, though.
Yeah, yeah.
See him running for the
ball? Yeah, and apparently he took his eye off the ball because it was definitely on the wrong side of the screen for him.
Yeah, right. He's committed. 0-2 to count to Ardesena. Wow, look okay. At that, Darrell. He's committed to getting those foul balls. You see him over there with the hat on?
I see him. I don't know what he's – he definitely took his eye off the ball. I mean, it was recovered already on the other side of the net.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Now, in that situation, do you have a bucket? You know, what do you do after so many balls?
I don't.
It becomes a rough Sunday because now you got to deal with that. Here comes the next pitch to Ardesena, and a good eye there. Count's going to go 2-2.
Storage issues.
And then that's a lot of running.
Yeah.
You're going to do that all game?
Well, no need for the gym today if he does that.
As Ardesena with a big swing goes down on strikes. That's going to be McKelvin's first strikeout in relief. Michael Cariali up next.
Yeah, McKelvin out of Tennessee, as we already mentioned, drafted in 2022 by the Cincinnati Reds.
Vanderbilt? Is that where he went? Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt. Yeah, nailed it.
Nice breaking ball there by McKelvin, 81 miles per hour.
Rob calling a vigorous strike.
And making contact is Cariali. There he goes, Darrell. He's going to round first.
Yes.
And that's going to be your favorite type of play, right?
Yes, sir.
No, he's going to round second. He's going to round second, Darrell. And that's a triple.
God.
A stand-up triple.
What's better than a stand-up double, Walt?
A stand-up triple.
That's what we got.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I love it.
Nice.
The hustle on Cariali is just something you got to admire, Darrell.
I admire the fact that he didn't hesitate. When he touched second base knowing he was going. He didn't even he planted and kept going. That's great. I love it.
And we talk about that 1-2 punch. Here another opportunity for that. Here comes Yeager, Darrell.
Here we go.
Counts 1-0 to Yeager, and at this point you got to think twice when you pitch to these guys, right?
Yeah. They might have should have left Maxwell in for one more inning.
A tough task for McKelvin in relief. He's being put to the test now. Next pitch to Yeager upstairs, 2-0.
Mm-hmm. Good eye, Yeager.
I mean, you don't want to throw down the middle to these guys, and at some point you do.
Yeah, you have to.
So here we go. Yeager up at bat. Cariali on third. Nice breaking ball there from McKelvin at 80 miles per hour. Right down the middle.
Yeah, he had that pitch on a rope. That was fairly nice.
That's what it's going to take to get Yeager out. Here comes the 2-1. Yeager makes contact. Fouled behind home plate. Count goes 2-2. Yeager with an impressive .344 average, 4 home runs, 24 RBIs. I mean, that's next level stuff.
Yeah. He's swinging for the sac fly. He wants to put one in play.
Makes contact there. Nice play by the shortstop. And that's going to be a routine out number 2, but a nice grab there by Victor Acosta, then tossing it over to Triana.
Triana didn't have any choice but to catch that one, or that was going to be a score. He kind of came up on that awkwardly. It was a well-thrown ball, but
it was a little awkward, but he got it.
Yeah, it looked like some nerves jumped up there.
So two outs, Yeager's retired. That brings up Juan Bincho. The exciting Bincho.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's on the bases or in the outfield, he hasn't had a lot of luck on offense. I mean, when he gets on base, he's dangerous just with the .174 average.
Ooh.
But he's had 2 home runs, and it's still early on in the season. He has 8 RBIs, so they are seeing production. The count goes 2-0 on Cho.
Yeah, he danced out of the way of that last pitch that was really low and inside to him, and decided not to take one on the shin. Could hurt your running.
Here comes the 2-0 to Cho. Nice breaking ball, fastball, 92 miles per hour. Catches the outside corner of the plate.
And that was definitely an outside corner, boy. He painted that one.
Here comes the 2-1 to Bincho. Downstairs. Yep. Might have hit the dirt there.
Yeah, it was fairly low. Not to switch that one out.
Looks like we got some action in the Cardinals' bullpen. So we'll see if we have a new pitcher to start the top of the sixth. Cardinals trying to add some insurance here to this 3-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the next pitch to Bincho. He fouls this one.
He's fighting to stay alive.
Staying alive.
I wouldn't mind a little bit more insurance. They got the State Farm colors going, so why not?
You're right about that. Why not more? They're dressed for the occasion, and with a 3-0 lead, this one inside.
Yeah. Come on.
There's going to be a challenge.
That's a ball. Thank you.
That's a ball.
Yes.
So Bincho getting ready to get on to first there.
Mm-hmm.
On a walk, a good eye by Bincho. That's
yes.
going to bring up Joshua Baez. With runners on the corners, Darryl.
Let's do it. Superstar at bat.
A lot of power in Baez. McKelvin trying to get out of the inning. Bottom of the fifth here. Cardinals on top 3-0. Here comes the first pitch to Baez. Big swing and a miss. You can tell Baez is going after all of it.
Not RBI so far this season. Trying to add 10 and 11, if possible.
Bincho on first. Cariali on third. And McKelvin trying to pick off Bincho, Darryl, and almost got him. Triana was about a half second late there.
That put my heart in my throat. That was really, really close. He got caught leaning.
He did, and I don't think he expected that throw.
No. I mean, it's 2 outs and 2 on. You want to go. That's your mission.
Baez popping this one all the way up. Who's going to get to it? This one's a floater in the air. Tracking it down is the second baseman, but the right fielder is going to call him off. A nice catch by Melvin Valdez to end the bottom of the fifth inning. We're cruising along. A few more as we approach the top of the sixth. Let's check your out-of-town scoreboard. A lot going on this Sunday afternoon, Darryl. We mentioned the Jupiter Hammerheads with a doubleheader today. in Port St. Lucie because of the rain out yesterday. That's going to mean a lot to that Jupiter Hammerheads team heading into the series in this new week against the Palm Beach Cardinals. But that game, that doubleheader means so much for the St. Lucie Mets, right? They've been struggling, but imagine if they get a doubleheader sweep. That's a boost in the right direction, and the time is now.
Time is now, but Jupiter definitely does not. They're not trying to hear that right now. Jupiter's up 4-3, but Jupiter does not want to come in with a half game down to the Cardinals. Yep. They want to come in a game up.
Yes.
So.
And they want to show that they belong.
Absolutely.
I don't think second place is good enough.
Not for them. The way they've been playing. They're feeling it. They're feeling like it's their time. And they got to shine. I mean, just imagine it. You win the first half. You win the first half of the season. You get your spot and you keep it moving.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the Hammerheads currently up bottom of the fifth there in St. Lucie in game one of the doubleheader. 15-10 record on the season coming into that game, so a big game for them. They're up 4-3. Some other scores, you got the Marauders up 7-6 over the Tampa Tarpons. That game has gone back and forth all game. Bottom of the fourth, still a lot of baseball to be played. The Marauders with an impressive 16-10 record early on in this season. You got the Thrashers from Clearwater. They're 20-6 on the season, an impressive record. 6-2, they have the lead right now in the bottom of the fifth against the Flying Tigers. And then the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles about to kick things off over in Fort Myers. As far as we go here on this Sunday afternoon edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Darrell, the Cardinals lead the Tortugas 3-0. Top of the sixth getting going here with Melvin Valdez up to bat. Count goes 1-1 to Valdez. We got a new pitcher on the mound, Jose Davila.
Yeah. He's coming in.
Valdez makes contact there. And there's three Cardinals with Bencho trying to charge into it. A diving attempt with the hat coming off. And Valdez gets into second, Darrell, with a double to start things off here in the top of the sixth. What happened there?
Yeah, shades of yesterday. That's what happened. Shades of yesterday. Had three great players all in the same vicinity.
If you think about it, it was pretty well hit.
It was pretty well
hit. They all had to charge to it, and they all missed. But I just don't think that anybody called it correctly.
I was about to say that there was a lack of communication.
Shades of yesterday.
No one wanted to call anyone else off. And I've been in that position before playing baseball. You don't want to be wrong. You don't want to call everybody off and then drop it.
And then when you're out there, it's so much different than seeing it here in the booth.
Absolutely.
You're in the thick of things as Rodriguez hits this one, nicely picked up and then bobbled by Hernandez.
Hernandez bobbled it, but I will give him credit.
It was a nice grab.
He stretched.
He prevented a run.
Oh, absolutely. He did his best impression of Superman.
No, he prevented a run.
Yeah, that ball had gotten past him, the Turtles would have been on the scoreboard. So he did save a run.
That was a nice piece of hitting from Rodriguez. It was.
Yes, absolutely. Davila coming in. He's a native of Venezuela.
Venezuela. This is his first work of the season, Darrell.
Yeah, and I'm looking. I'm like
a clean slate.
Yes, I'm looking at 2022 stats here, and I'm like, okay, this he has not been in.
Stewart makes contact there, and it's gonna go foul in front of the mannequins. There they are again. They didn't even move.
I'm telling you, they are well disciplined.
Are they promoting the retail store in the stadium?
Perhaps.
Those are nice uniforms.
Well, there's a runner again. In a straw hat?
He's going after that ball, Darrell.
Are they recycling the balls? Is he the recycler or what?
He's keeping those balls for himself. Here we go. Runners on the corners with nobody out. The Tortugas are threatening, Darrell. We were talking about it earlier. I hope you guys appreciate. We're not really cutting to commercials. We're keeping the ranting and raving going on throughout the game. And we talked about when the inning ended that the Tortugas needed an inning like this, right? They need something going with nobody out. Here's the chance.
Yeah, this is their opportunity, and Davila coming in, doing brand new, fresh work in this particular season. Is having to work his way out of a little bit of trouble. I mean, my goodness, you probably don't want your first inning to look like this, but we're about to see what he's made of.
And the Tortugas also know this is his first time on the mound this season, so, you know, why not take advantage?
Yeah, swing away.
Here we go.
Fielder's
choice.
This
might be a double play, and it isn't. Oh. No, no. Over there at shortstop, Moore getting it over to the second baseman Hernandez, but the throw not in time over for R.J. Yeager. So a run does come home, Darryl.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring up Carlos Jorge, and that's one out now. But really what the doctor prescribed here for the Tortugas, right? They had to bring one across home, and they do.
Yeah, well, we still got a game here. We still got a game.
So a 3-1 lead now for the Cardinals. Now up just by two. Davila with a tough task.
Yeah.
He's going to be having to show early on what he's made of here, though.
My goodness, the Turtles found a pawn.
They did. And we'll see what they make out of this. Runner on first, one out. Top of the sixth. First time they put a run on in this game. And next pitch to Jorge is outside. Count goes 1-1. Nobody up in either bullpen. Here comes the 1-1 from Davila. And this one in the dirt inside. Nice job by Zapata getting in front of it. You don't want the runner to get second easily here. You want to make him work for it.
Yeah. Hey, Walt, can you tell me what's on Stewart's hand out there on first? What, the blue thing? What is that? Can't make it out.
That's a good observation, Darryl. Big swing and a miss by Jorge. You know, I saw somebody in the major leagues, I think it was Bryce Harper, wearing one of these the other day. And I forgot what it was about. It might be something that has to do with an injury, but I don't know. As he has a healthy lead out at first there. Jorge foul tipping this one. 2-2 the count. I think it's something to prevent an injury when you're sliding. I don't know, but then why wouldn't you wear it on both hands?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. This.
Especially because he's using it while running. It's
right.
Not something he's using on the field because he needs that hand for his mitt. Jorge up to bat facing a 2-2 count. He has a .313 average. Two home runs, six RBIs on the season. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Davila. And he's not going to throw down to home plate. He's going to check the runner out at first. Gets back safely. Counts 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And breaking ball upstairs and in at 81 miles per hour. So the count's going to go full.
Fifteen pitches in. Davila's trying to get out of this inning.
Here comes pitch number 16. A check swing. He went. So Carlos Jorge not happy with that call. He still hasn't moved.
Though. Yeah, walk it off, Jorge. Walk it off.
Bangs the helmet with his bat in frustration. That's going to bring up Cam Collier, who hasn't had the best of luck this series with a .200 average, but I did see him get a home run early on in this series, and he has a lot of power. So we'll see if he can get another run here. If he hits it out the park, it's a tie game. So a lot of stake here with Cam Collier up next. Cardinals on top 3-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Jose Davila on the mound. His first inning of work this season. Here comes the pitch to Collier. First pitch is called a strike.
That pitch moved nicely across the plate from outside to in.
Yeah, nice 85-mile-per-hour breaking ball there. Davila's showing some nice command of his pitches. Here comes the 0-1. This one outside and away. Count's going to go 1-1. Up next is Almonte if we get there. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Collier. Never mind, as Davila checks the runner at first. No errors so far, so a clean day on defense for both teams. Here comes the pitch. Inside, count goes to 2-1.
Collier, the 18th overall pick of the Cincinnati Reds. Standing tall in the box.
Here comes the 2-1. And just missing the inside corner of the plate there, so the count goes 3-1. The wind picking up here. Doesn't look like anything that can impact the game, though, as the next pitch does catch the outside corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Davila. Count's going to go full at 3-2. Full across the board, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Two outs as my empty coffee cup falls off the desk. That's because of the wind.
Yeah.
Darryl, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's swirling.
It doesn't seem like it's that bad, but maybe it's something.
It's definitely swirling.
It just looked like a scene from the Twister movie in the booth. Is that how old we are?
Yeah, please. No cows, though.
Remember that movie?
Yeah,
that's how old we are.
We're old.
Count stays full. Here we go. The 3-2 to Collier. With one on in the top of the six. Runner's going to go, of course. Collier making contact, Darryl. And that's going to be just foul. Just foul. I was talking about that power from Collier, and
goodness.
You saw it there.
That had potential, Walt.
Oh, I thought it was fair. I thought it was going to be fair.
Yeah. And once again, the mannequins didn't move. They did great.
Did they not move?
No.
I'm starting to think those are mannequins.
Not an inch.
The Cardinals bullpen unfazed
yeah.
by the foul balls today in right field.
Dinner's expensive. How many is out there? 9? That's a lot of meals. That's a hefty bill there.
I'm telling you, those uniforms. Here we go. The 3-2. Collier makes contact again, showing the power. But this one goes all the way into the stand somewhere. We heard the loud bang there. That's not where you were parked, right?
Yeah, it's over that way. Try not to think about it.
Count remains full with 2 outs. Collier still up to bat, fighting through this sequence. Here comes the next pitch to Collier. And a big swing, a miss. Down he goes there. Strikeout number 2 from Davila. So his first inning of work, gets 2 strikeouts. Does give up a run, though, Darryl. So, a mixed bag there, but nonetheless, he gets out of the inning. And we're almost there. We're almost there. Bottom of the sixth coming up. A 3-1 lead. 3 in a row would be nice, right, Darryl?
Yeah, it would be. Davila doing his very best Rocky impression, hanging in there in the late rounds, taking the hits, literally.
Looks like McCalvin's going back on the mound for the Tortugas.
Yeah, he's back.
Let's see if we got any changes on the scoreboard. Well, the Blue Jays are up to a quick 1-0 lead in Fort Myers in the bottom of the first. Clearwater on top of the Lakeland Flying Tigers, 6-2. The Marauders and the Tarpons neck and neck. Marauders with a 7-6 advantage right now in the bottom of the fifth. The Hammerheads holding on to a 4-3 lead in the top of the sixth against the St. Lucie Mets. And like we mentioned, Hammerheads and Cardinals here all week long at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
It's going to be awesome. Jupiter has 2 on and 2 out, top of the sixth. Be interesting to see if they can bring any more in.
Is next weekend Mother's Day?
It is.
That's right. And don't forget, we have a Mother's Day event here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Take me out to the Vineyard That's May 13th. Gates opening at 5 p.m., first pitch at 6 p.m. There's going to be wine tasting going on here at the stadium, Daryl, from 5 to 7. I mean, what a perfect pairing, wine and baseball.
You might see me here.
I mean, you have a mom, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to bring her. You can.
No, man.
I'm not dragging my mom, but I'll drink some wine in her honor as Moore gets a nice hit there, right? Bouncing off second base.
Yes.
We'll toast some wine in honor of our mothers. So a big event here coming up.
Absolutely.
Take me out to the Vineyard.
Yeah. My wife and I just had a baby. She's 5 months old. And
oh, so congratulations.
My wife's first Mother's Day. So, yeah, I may have to bring her to the Dean.
Well, you know, it's been some time since we caught up, and my Houdini skills were not that good, but that is such a pleasant thing to hear. Congratulations. You know, I have a 4-year-old, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh,
so
yes.
I know you're in those moments now where you're just soaking it all in, and a great thank you, a big thank you to all the mothers out there. Next weekend is your weekend, of course.
Absolutely.
And I don't expect you to bring your 5-year-old to the ballpark. Well, your 5-month-year-old. I remember when I brought my daughter out here when she was, I think, like 2 or 3. She had no idea what was going on. But now I bring her and she's 4, and she has a great time here at the stadium.
Yeah, actually, I just might. And for the simple fact that we have a 18-year-old in college. And her very first baseball game was attended right here in the Dean.
Yeah, and that's a great time to watch a game, too. And especially here at the Dean, as Hernandez bloops this one. But charging to it is the center fielder,
yeah.
Daryl. Nice grab there by Hector Rodriguez.
Yeah, Rodriguez
for the first
turning
out.
The motors on. I think I might have broke both my ankles trying to run that fast. He did well.
So 2 outs with Rotundo on. My daughter loves the Kids Club Saturdays. I mean, she has such a good time here. And then after the game every Saturday, don't forget, folks, kids get to run the bases. And she's done it now 3 times. And she tells me, Daryl, every week, Daddy, are we going to run the bases? You know, and that's what you get here at the Dean. You get to make your baseball memories come true.
Oh, man. Well, those special moments. And Roger Dean Stadium goes out of their way to make moments special for all the fans and especially the kids. And, you know, it's a place you can bring your family and have a wonderful time and create those memories.
And catch the stars of tomorrow.
And catch the stars of tomorrow because they're out here fighting hard.
Here comes the 0-1 to Rotundo. And Rotundo makes contact, but that's going to be right into the mitt of the right fielder for the Tortugas, Melvin Valdez. So a quick 3 outs. The Cardinals still on top 3-1 as we're heading towards the top of the 7th. And you talk about those special moments, right? We have the Kids Club every Saturday, and this weekend we're doing it for the moms. Take me out to the Vineyard. That's right, May 13th. Is that on a Friday or a Saturday? Nathan?
That's Saturday.
That's Saturday, right?
Yep, it's Saturday. It's the day before Mother's Day, and that's great because I actually have Mother's Day plans. So Saturday, there's nothing on the agenda, so we will be here at the Dean. We're going to just bring the family out and have a great time. And
you're going to come out to the Vineyard.
Absolutely, and you know what? I'm gonna take the kid and let my wife sip on some wine and let her enjoy her weekend.
You gotta do what's right.
It's only fair.
It's only fair.
Because I may be here, speaking of promotions, I may be here this Thursday for Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursdays, that's right. And so that's some good prep.
Yes, I will.
That's good prep.
What is so? I will pregame.
Pregame.
Yes, I'll
that's
do
a good pregame.
I'll pregame
that's
on Thursday.
It. Remember, we're getting old.
Yeah. You know, I need some lag. I need some time in between.
It's funny.
I need Friday to hydrate.
We're at the same pace here, if you've you've noticed, Daryl. We're at the same pace.
Yeah.
The words are coming to us at the same time. But you're right. Thirsty Thursdays, $1, $2, $3 drink specials. That's always a good time here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And then before that, you got Silver Sluggers Night, baseball bingo all night long. I mean, I never win, but I see everybody come in with their bingo cards. They have a good time. I mean, it's just a packed house here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. As Ariel Almonte starts things off for us here in the top of the seventh, Daryl. And we got a ball game here. Tortuga's getting one across home the last inning. Now they're just down by two. I mean, we talk about the Cardinals wanting to win. The Tortugas want to get something going into the new week, right? They want to be in this Florida State League conversation too.
Yes, and they're not, they're not in a desperate straits as of yet. But they got some turning around that needs to be done, and why not start now? In their minds, in my mind, I'm like, please don't start now. But in their minds, they're like, I want to start now. So,
and they have the potential. You know, the Tortugas are a much followed franchise.
Yes, yeah.
You know, they have a very strong fan base up north and, just a couple hours away from us. So
Yeah, we have a lot of I-95 corridor rivals, Daytona being just another one of them, St. Lucie, of course.
Part of the Cincinnati Reds organization, these players looking to develop day in, day out, and move on up. So we see all the talent in the world when we talk about all these teams at this level, as Almonte with a good eye goes on to first. So the way you want to start the inning, as Zapata comes out, going to talk to Davila. Ariel Almonte charlieing over to first. That's going to bring up Cade Hunter. He's up next, but nobody out here in the top of the seventh. You got some action in the Cardinals bullpen. Nobody up in the Tortugas bullpen. Here comes the first pitch to Hunter. He makes contact. This is going to flow foul into the stands. Where's the runner?
No. Just outside our booth.
He's on
the way. Yeah, he's on the way.
There he is. The man in the straw hat. I mean, how many balls can you get? If you need a foul ball, you know who to ask. And that's another one. 0-2 the count to Hunter. Hunter makes contact. This goes foul.
Hunter on the hunt with a hard cut.
Yeah, he wants to create a spark here in the top of the seventh. Almost heading towards stretch time. And making contact is Hunter. Hernandez can't get to it. And we got two on. Hunter with a single. That's going to bring up Victor Acosta with a man on first and second with nobody out here. Tortuga's trying to steal one from the Cardinals.
For the second inning in a row, Davila finds himself in a little bit of a conundrum.
Just a little bit.
See if he can pitch his way out of it.
Acosta fouls this one. Counts 0-1 to Victor Acosta. Up next is Triana, followed by Valdez. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Jose Davila. No, he's going to fake a move to second, keep the ball.
Davila, it appears that he did not communicate to anyone that he was going to be making that move, the second baseman nor the shortstop.
Yeah, more standstill. And,
yeah, planting his cement.
Hernandez didn't even move. Keeping that mannequin act going strong. 0-1 the count. Actually, did the pitch clock run out? I think it did.
Yeah, I think so.
I was thinking as it ticks down even more, so they're going to be awarded a ball. And another one comes down the mound, so it's going to be a 2-1 count now.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but because he didn't throw the ball, the pitch count, the clock kept going.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a violation.
Yeah, so we see a violation there, the rules in effect. Count goes even, a 2-2 count with no outs here. Top of the seventh inning, Tortugas threatening. Slowly but surely, those Tortugas.
Mm. How about that?
Here comes the 2-2. Acosta makes contact. Curiali moving towards the ball, but he's going to give up on that one as it goes foul.
Speaking of being old, you know the name of that turtle that beat the rabbit in the race was Cecil? Is Daytona doing their best Cecil
impression? Are they?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Acosta gets it over to the second baseman. Might turn two. They're not going to try, but that's going to be the first out. So a nice play there for out number one. Couldn't turn two. And we're going to have runners on the corners now with Michel Triana up next. On deck is Valdez, who's 1-for-2 today, followed by Rodriguez, who's 2-for-3. And we're going to have a pitching change. They're only new. Player on the mound approaching as the Cardinals trying to keep this lead, just a 2-run lead. Tortugas threatening with runners on the corners and one out here in the final game of this series between the Tortugas and the Palm Beach Cardinals at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So going back to Take Me Out to the Vineyard, Darryl, you get to enjoy wines from all over the world. Okay, so this isn't just like you're drinking red wine and you go watch the game. This is a big deal.
This is something that my wife was built for.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be right up her alley. And I'll be happy to be the DD and the papa. And allow her to just unwind and do her thing. Unwind with wine. Yes. Sounds like a plan. You know, Saturday will be her pregame.
Yes. Yes.
It'll be her pregame. And yeah, then she can warm up going into Sunday.
Because that's great planning. It's the day before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What a way to start the weekend. And you can get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com. Or we make it even easier for you, folks. Right outside the stadium at the box office, as we got a new pitcher warming up.
Roy Garcia. Yeah, 22-year-old out of the DR, Dominican Republic.
We've seen a lot of Roy Garcia this season in relief. And when Roy Garcia comes into the game, usually it's in a situation like this to keep the lead. And with a 3.38 ERA, 14 strikeouts in 10 innings, that's what he's been known to do. He faces Michel Triana here, a tough task for Garcia, as it's go time. Top of the seventh inning, Tortugas just down two. Count 1-0 to Triana. Here comes the 1-0. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1.
Garcia bringing in that 3.38 ERA. Having done work over six games so far this season.
And Triana with a nice piece of hitting. Right there is the right fielder. It's going to be a sac fly as another run comes in. Triana making contact. It was long enough, high enough, right into the mitt of the right fielder, Joshua Baez. And that was a little bit couple of feet, maybe one or two away from the warning track, Darrell. So a lot of distance there.
Baez really, really did a great job tracking that down. It was a rough angle. It was a rough angle to run under that ball and get the glove up under it. So kudos to him for that outstanding effort. But as you say, a run does come in for the Turtles.
Yep, and get it however you can. On a sack fly, the Tortugas are now just down one.
Cecil's catching up, Walter.
Cecil is getting things going here, slowly but surely.
Mm.
Another run here in the seventh for Daytona. And Melvin Valdez now going to try to keep Cecil going. Counts 2-1 to Valdez. On deck, if need be, is Rodriguez. He's had a good day so far, the leadoff hitter for the Tortugas. He's 2-for-3. Valdez checks his swing. He's not going to go, though, so it's a 3-1 count now. With two outs, top of the seventh inning. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. And just misses the outside corner of the plate. Valdez is happy with the call. It's going to be challenged. And it's overturned. So instead of Valdez taking a free ride to first, Darrell, it's called a strike on the challenge, and now we have a full count.
Well, it's nice to have one go your way.
So Valdez steps back into the box with two outs here and a runner on first. Here comes the pitch from Garcia and just misses the outside corner of the plate. So now Valdez goes on a good eye. And we got runners on first and second with two out and the big bat and Hector Rodriguez up next.
That last pitch with a bit of heat on it just outside. It's trying to work the corners and just a little too far off. Trying to work the corners, they end up in the middle of the block.
That's it. Get there how you can.
Mm.
And Rodriguez makes contact, but trying to track it down is Curiali. And reaching above over his head, Darrell.
Yes.
Is Michael Curiali.
Oh, over the head, over the back, above the shoulder.
A beautiful defensive effort by Michael Curiali. We talked about how potent he's been on offense.
Yes.
Look at the play on defense. Good all-around play by Michael Curiali. And really, the Palm Beach Cardinals all day hanging on to this 3-2 lead. It's seventh inning stretch time. Time to stretchity stretch stretch. You hear the music. Don't you love it?
I want some Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks, peanuts, anything goes. So the bottom of the seventh coming up, Darrell, and we got a ball game, a 3-2 game. Cardinals with 7 hits, Tortugas with 4. No mess-ups, no mistakes yet by either team. 0 errors for both. So that's been impressive, a nice sight to see.
Yeah. Well, the Beach Birds have been flying high most of this game, and now it's the Turtles are trying to ground them.
Tortuga trying to get on to I-95 North in a happy winning mood, trying to take one from the Cardinals today. Meanwhile, the Palm Beach Cardinals are trying to win their third game in a row, trying to climb up those Florida State League East standings right alongside their roommates here at the Dean, the Jupiter Hammerheads. That's obviously going to be decided this week with the Hammerheads and Cardinals all week long here in Jupiter.
Speaking of the Hammerheads, they're up 5-3 now with one on in the top of the seventh.
So the Hammerheads doing what they have to do in game one so far. Alex Artesania leading things off in the bottom of the seventh. Cardinals trying to pad the numbers to add to this 3-2 lead. McKelvin still on the mound for the Tortugas. First pitch to Alex Artesania called strike. Nobody up in either pen. Next pitch upstairs, ball one to Artesania. Counts 2-1 to Artesania. Next pitch outside goes to 3-1. Bottom of the seventh inning, Darryl, and we've seen some good baseball here.
This has been a thoroughly entertaining game. Yesterday's lights out action and today's slow and steady grind. Either way, you're just seeing two teams gut it out. Try to get the win in, clear up this series, and there's a walk there.
Artesania with a good eye. We talked about padding the numbers. They need some insurance, and they're going to do everything they can. And now here comes that 1-2 punch. Curiali up in the box, Darryl, and Yeager up next with nobody out. You got Artesania, a lot of speed when you talk Artesania. He's on first, a golden opportunity for the Cardinals to take this one.
Yeah. Yeah, you put your motor man on first. And yeah, you don't want to see that happen with a walk, per se. You want to make him work a little bit harder than that. But yeah, he's got the motor and he's ready to go. You can see him out there swinging.
Curiali bringing his average up to 398. And this one getting away from the catcher, no chance for Hunter. And Artesania now creating an instant threat on the bags, easily getting to second, Darryl.
Yeah, McElvin looks to be
a little flustered.
Yeah, a little flustered. Maybe some control issues. I mean, he literally just walked Artesania and then puts one in the dirt and allows him to go to second on a, I guess it's not a steal. He just advanced on a poorly thrown ball.
Here comes the 2-0 to Curiali. This one inside catches the corner of the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Curiali has had one of those seasons so far that you just got to look at those numbers and smile, right, Darryl? I mean, a 398 average, 14 RBIs.
My goodness.
He gets on base. Whether it's a hit or a good eye, he just sets the tone for the Cardinals' offense.
1.146 OPS. Not .146. Yeah, 1.146.
It's like, what a sight to see. And you hope he just keeps things going.
Yeah.
You know he is. He's got the talent, the potential. Yeah.
Glad he's on our team.
And he plays good defense. Remember that catch?
Oh, yeah.
Here comes the next pitch to Curiali, making contact there, so the count goes even. So we got Take Me Out to the Vineyard next weekend, right? Mother's Day, the extravaganza going on. And then the last Saturday of the month, Darryl, did you hear about Wild Night Out? That's going to be on Saturday, May 27th, a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Have you heard of the Bush?
I have. I most definitely have, and I know the director there, Amy Knight. She's she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. Her and her husband have been doing the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary operations for the past couple years, and they're getting ready to move. As a matter of fact, they're moving to a new facility.
Curiali making contact just foul there, Darryl.
That had potential. They have
just
potential
foul
on it.
He's trying to hit that perfectly there. So you were saying you know Amy?
Yes, yes. Her and her husband, and they've done a phenomenal job getting ready to move to a new facility, just off Indian Town Road. If you're familiar with the Jupiter area, just off Indian Town Road, west of the Turnpike. So looking forward to that. That's going to be nice.
That's going to be a lot of fun. The last Saturday of the night of the month here, as Curiali hitting this one past second, and that's going to bring a run home. What did I tell you, Curiali? Artesania with the speed, rounding the bases there. A perfectly hit ball by Curiali. Nobody can get to it at second. Center fielder charging in, and he gets an RBI single.
Love it, love it, love it. That's what we need is that piece of insurance. We need to add another run. And Curiali has just been doing it, man. I mean,
we're not talking Progressive Insurance,
nope.
Geico Insurance.
Nope.
We're talking Curiali Insurance.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what we just got there. I mean, now we talk about that 1-2 punch. Yeager up next. He's facing an 0-1 count. But
he absolutely placed that ball. He positioned it well.
He was trying to place it the whole at-bat.
Yep. And he did. He pulled it off.
Great baseball by Michael Curiali. Yeager going after the next pitch. Count goes 0-2 to Yeager. But, you know, you were talking about Amy and the great people at the Busch Wildlife Sanctuary. My daughter, when she comes out here to Kids Club Saturday, you know, they have a booth out here in the ballpark, and they bring an owl with them.
Mm.
And she loves that owl more than she loves me.
I doubt that. Seriously.
I'm starting to think so because she has the time of her life with that owl. And the one thing she says to me is, Daddy, I can't wait to go to Busch Wildlife Sanctuary. She says it to me all the time because, you know, they got more than just the owl over
yes.
there. They have a whole lineup of wildlife, and it's just a natural setting. And they're going to bring it to the ballpark. That's right, the last Saturday of the month, May 27th. Gates open at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Busch Wildlife Sanctuary. A day at the ballpark you don't want to miss. As Yeager goes down there, he's retired for out number one. Up next is Juan Bin Cho. Darryl, we'll see if he can get something going here.
Speaking of motors.
Yep, with Juan Bin Cho in the bottom of the seventh. Cardinals able to get one across home so far here in the seventh. And Bin Cho showing bunt. That's going to be foul. Oh, he's out of there. So they call Juan Bin Cho out. Isabella Robb showing everybody who's boss. Juan Bin Cho, with his mannequin performance, hasn't even moved until... Has he moved yet? Look, Darryl, see?
Yeah,
he's doing pretty good at this.
Yeah, he's...
Is he not moving, or... Juan Bin Cho just frozen in disbelief. And he's finally going to pick up his bat. They challenge it. He's not going anywhere. And he's finally leaving. A silent protest there by Juan Bin Cho.
Yeah, that was quite the display of displeasure.
A silent protest.
Without having to say a word.
Joshua Baez up next with two outs. And this one outside and away. Ball one to Baez. Curiali on first. You know, you don't always have to yell and scream to get your point across. Juan Bin Cho got his point across there. Just puzzled at home plate.
Well, it was definitely a puzzling call there. Trying to get some confirmation on what exactly took place.
So Joshua Baez in the box facing Chris McAlvin. 1-1 count, two outs. Bottom of the seventh, Cardinals on top, 4-2. They've gotten eight hits today. This one upstairs, ball two. We got so much going on in May here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Did you hear of golf night, Darryl?
Now, that I had not heard of.
And I was just thinking the other day, as Baez rips this one over to left field, charging to get it, is Ariel Amonte, and he mishandles it. So Curiali's easily going to come across home, and Baez is going to go to third on that blunder in the left field by Almonte. So another run crosses home. Curiali does. Now the Cardinals are up 5-2. On the road to 16-11, that's what the Cardinals are trying to do. They're trying to win their third in a row here.
Just like that. Just like that, a very, very well struck ball by Baez, and it slips past The left fielder, Almonte, he didn't slip past him. He gloved it and then just mishandled it.
Mistimed it. Something happened
goodness.
There.
But it allowed Baez, speaking of, again, the motors, Baez motored around the third and got in there under the throw.
So. Nice piece of hitting by Baez. He's had a pretty good day. And
my goodness, the hitting, the running is just – it's just working
for
him.
They just need more out of Baez this season. You know, we're talking about that lineup. When you start to get to Curiali, Yeager, Juan Bincho, Joshua Baez, the meat and potatoes of that lineup. You know, start things off with Rotondo, Artesena, get them on base, and then bring everybody in. That's what the Cardinals want to see when it comes down to offense. And Baez ripping that ball. You know, it doesn't have to be a home run, Darryl. And some nice piece of hitting there. And the Cardinals are able to get two across home in the bottom of the seventh.
Mm.
Exactly what they needed because, you know, a one-run lead is not what you want against these Tortugas.
No.
You don't want to wake Cecil up. And Cecil definitely has slowed down. The Cardinals back in control of this game. Brody Moore facing a 1-2 count. But let me get to golf night. That's going to be presented by Drive Shack. That's next month, Darryl. Thursday, June 29th. Gates opening at 5:30 p.m. First pitch at 6:30 p.m. I know we got a little bit of a whiles away, but get your tickets now at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at the box office. Win free rounds of golf, accessories, and other prizes during the game. And that lands on a thirsty Thursday.
It does. And I'll be here because Daryl loves him some Drive Shack and Thirsty Thursday. You combine those two things together, and man, you got a promo that's out of this world.
I thought Chili's has a good buy one, get one free offer, but you can't beat $1, $2, $3 beers. And you know what day to come,
yeah.
Thirsty Thursdays.
I got to go down to the marketing folks and pat somebody on the back. Because that's some great thinking there.
Moore makes contact right into the mid of the right fielder. That's going to be out number three. Valdez cleanly getting the ball there. Top of the eighth coming up. So, yeah, some exciting promos I'm looking forward to. Take me out to the Vineyard, you know, and then we got Wild Night Out Saturday, May 27th. We already talked about that with our good friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary.
Hmm.
And then in June, we keep the good times rolling with Golf Night. You know, just so much going on with Golf Night, winning free rounds of golf, accessories, and a bunch of prizes throughout the night. And another good week on that last week of June. It's the Hammerheads and the Cardinals again. You know, and I'm hoping that we're in the same situation when it comes down to the standings. We're going to see it this week when the Cardinals and the Hammerheads go head-to-head all week long here in Jupiter. Don't forget to get your tickets for that all week here. But my point is, we got a stacked lineup for you in June, too. The good times don't stop here at the Dean.
No, you're describing summertime fun to me, my friend.
Golf and Thirsty Thursdays. It doesn't get better than that.
My goodness. Like I said, somebody's getting a pat on the back.
Can I fit my golf cart and bring it up to the... No, I can't. I will show up in my golf attire. That's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the house is always packed on Thirsty Thursday. I can't wait for Take Me Out to the Vineyard. You know, I have a mom. I have a wife. And I'm going to have some wine in their honor. And, of course, I'm calling the game for you guys on that Saturday, so I have all good reason to come a little bit early. And you, my friend Darryl, I hope you bring the family out. We have a glass of wine or two.
Absolutely. And you know I have to
Why
stop
not?
By the booth.
Why not? Top of the eighth inning here, Sal Stewart. Did he take one there?
He just moved out of the way. My goodness.
Did he just get out of the way with those cat reflexes? I swore he got hit. Here comes the next one over his head. Jeez. Luis Roy Garcia testing his fortitude there. Two straight balls to the chin there as the next one is a fastball inside ball three. downstairs, I should say. So 3-0 count to Sal Stewart to start the top of the eighth. Here comes the 3-0. And this one misses. So four straight balls. The last one a fastball from Roy Garcia. Sal Stewart going to get on to first. That's the Tortugas. Try to wake Cecil back up. It's been that type of game for the Tortugas. They really haven't been able to put much together other than one run apiece in the sixth and the seventh. They need a little bit more, though, at this point. Right, Darryl?
Yeah, they're going to have to pick it up a bit. Kind of goes without saying, if they intend to climb back into the standings in a way that's meaningful, you got to start pulling out these close games. And I think you mentioned that earlier as well, is the games that you have to grind in are the ones you really must win. You find yourself in the game and you're losing 13-5, you know, that's a loss you go and you analyze and say, okay, it just wasn't our day.
Yeah, you're going to have those days.
And but when you're losing those 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, those tend to bite a little harder, especially the more often it happens.
That's when that bus ride home gets a little bit longer.
It's long and it's quiet except for the manager usually, and you just don't want to be there. You just don't want to be in that situation.
And the Tortugas put a lot of effort into this team, I can tell you, seeing it firsthand. And they feel like they should have picked up a couple of more wins this series. And right now would be a good time to start making that argument as we get things going after that meeting on the mound. Back to the top of the eighth. Jorge makes contact, but just foul. Those mannequins, boy, they're up and moving now. Hopping out of the way of that one. Hit hard ball by Jorge, but foul. Jorge with a 309 average, two home runs, six RBIs, facing a 1-1 count with a runner on first, nobody out. This one upstairs, ball two.
Walter, to be fair, I think the bullpen is just active. They got a couple of guys on the mound. I think otherwise they probably would not have moved.
That's a fair assessment. And the next one ripped over to R.J. Yeager, but he gets in front of it, stepping on the bag, so that's going to be out number one. Jorge is retired on a ground ball to first. Cam Collier up next. Runner on second for the Tortugas. One out here in the top of the eighth. Cam Collier. A disappointing average, but I can tell you, being up here in the booth, I've seen a lot of power come out of Cam Collier in the last couple of days, and they're just looking for this young player to really hit his stride, and that's a lot of what you see here at this level, Darryl, and when it happens, it's a nice sight to see.
That's the thing of beauty.
You're seeing that right now with Kirioli, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one in the dirt, able to get in front of it, is Zapata. But you're seeing it a lot right now with the Cardinals, which is credit to their 15-11 record. A lot of those wins coming about lately. So business has picked up when it comes to the talent pool. You see good things from Yeager. You see great things from Kirioli. You see some good pitching, right? We saw Winquest today just have tremendous poise on the mound. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Collier, making contact, but it goes foul.
Nothing against the MLB, but when I'm watching the MILB, it reminds me of watching collegiate sports, where the scrappiness, the deep digging, the intestinal fortitude, you know, the hanging in there when you're getting a lot of chin music, you know, you tend to see a little bit more of that here.
Yeah, Collier making contact. Straight center over there is Juan Bincho, but tagging is the runner from second to third. Two outs here, though, with Ariel Almonte up next.
Speaking of scrappiness and gutting it out, and that's a perfect example of this last play. It's a perfect example of that, and you can't help but enjoy what you're watching. Can't help but enjoy it.
so much to play for at this level, too, Darryl, when you think about what's at stake. I mean, you know, so much motivation to get to the next level. And these players are here for a reason. You know, it's their dream come true, not just to make it into the big leagues, but just imagine, this is the profession they've chose. So you show up to work every day, and you want to do good at work. And that translates to, you know, how you do throughout the season. And that has a lot to do with challenges, overcoming them, and also making the best out of the good times. That's a nice pitch by Garcia. Man,
that was very nice.
A beautiful breaking ball, 80 miles per hour, just catching the corner of the plate. Count goes 1-2 to Ariel Almonte.
He basically threw the same pitches from the previous pitch. Oh, nice.
And another nice one, Darryl. Very nice. Roy Garcia painting the corners there.
Oh.
A strikeout to end the inning. Cardinals hanging on to a 5-2 lead as we head towards the bottom of the eighth inning. It's been a pleasant game calling it with you, Darryl, on this Sunday afternoon edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The last game of the series between the Tortugas and the Cardinals. What do you think so far, Darryl?
Absolutely, absolutely awesome to be here. And what we just saw from Garcia, those last three pitches, he could be an artist.
Yes.
That was artistry. Complete command over his breaking ball. He put three pitches in a row on the spot, left the batter just watching his beauty. Again, scrapping is digging deep.
Painting like Picasso.
Painting, leaving no brush marks.
No, he can paint a house. He can paint a mound. He can paint anything. You're watching it right there in Garcia.
My goodness.
A stellar end to the eighth inning there in relief.
My goodness.
And that's what we've been talking about. Everything clicking now for this Palm Beach Cardinals team on offense, on defense. And we look forward to this week at the Dean. Hammerheads and Cardinals all week long. Bottom of the eighth inning about to get started here. Cardinals on top by three. So just a couple more left. After this one, the Tortugas will have one more shot at getting back into this game. And don't forget this weekend, everybody, take me out to the Vineyard. That's going to be a lot of fun. Wine tasting from all over the place. Wines from France, wines from Italy, South America, Australia, and New Zealand. Advance tickets are $35. At the door, they're $40. A ticket includes a ticket to the game, obviously, and some wine tasting.
Nice. We have a new pitcher on the mound.
Gene Correa on the mound now for the Tortugas. Zapata leading things off, flies this one into center. That's out number one. And start planning for a wild night out Saturday, May 27th, with gates opening at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. That is exciting. As Hernandez grounds this one over to second for a quick out number two.
Yeah, we should, guys in our listening audience, if you have a chance, come out and support Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. They do great work in the community. They do great work with the animals they receive. They do a lot of rehabilitation of animals, so they're not having...
They have a beautiful environment over there.
It's about as pristine and true to form to the animals' environment as you can get.
And the animals are happy there.
They do. Once again, they do a great job. They have a wonderful animal hospital there. I've met the veterinarian staff there, along with the director and some of the, even the volunteers. Everyone, they just do a great job. Come out and support them, folks. And if you've never been there, go have a look and see all the great things that you can see. Anything from reptiles to raptors.
Yeah, some of those animals are nicer than people I've met.
I don't know if it's still there, but they had a red-shouldered hawk. It's one of my favorite bird.
I think Robbie the Redbird is a product of
Robin Redbird, yeah.
The Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. I don't know if that's true, but credit to those people there who do amazing work as Rotundo bloops this one over the second baseman's head. That's going to be a single with two outs now, bringing up Alex Artesena. So that's the last week of May, falling on the final Saturday, May 27th. A lot going on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A new week here. Silver Sluggers on Wednesday, kicking things off for the week. Baseball bingo all night long, followed by Thirsty Thursdays. Counts 1-0 to Artesena. Runner on first, Artesena pops this one up, but it's going to go foul. Mother's Day weekend right around the corner. Wine and baseball. Who thinks of that stuff? I mean, it's got to be genius. Here comes the 1-1 to Alex. Checks his swing. It's going to be called a ball.
Yeah. Mommy and wine. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. That's right. And the next pitch called a ball. Count goes 3-1 to Alex. He's taking his time here. Not rushing anything at bat. Curiali up next. If Artesena gets through this at bat, runner goes. Artesena makes contact. Well hit there by Artesena, rounding first. Mm-hmm. That's going to be an RBI double for Alex Artesena, and the Cardinals are now up 6-2.
Four. Count them, Walt. Four stand-up doubles in this game. Three of those four creating RBIs. That's how you want to bat.
Fundamental baseball is what you just described.
Yes.
And that's what you need to succeed in baseball. And that's what the Cardinals are doing in this game, showing that they're going to be atop the Florida State League conversation. And, Darryl, that's impressive. You know, with a lead this late in the game and two outs, they're still being aggressive.
Yes.
Michael Curiali up now. Artesena on second.
Hunter did a great job standing in front of that ball. Otherwise, he'd be standing tall on third base.
Curiali, after his last at-bat, improving his average on the season to .405. Monster numbers by Michael Curiali.
Does he have one more RBI in him this series? Let's see.
Count 2-0 to Curiali. Here comes the pitch from Gene Correa. And just misses the outside corner. 3-0 goes the count.
Challenged over, strike.
It was challenged, and it's called the strike, Darryl. So the count goes to 2-1. Gene Correa with a 6.23 ERA, 13 strikeouts, 13 innings of work. Here comes the 2-1 to Curiali. And breaking ball just misses. Count goes 3-1.
That had potential, but it kind of fell off the table there. And Curiali was not fooled.
Here we go. 3-1 count to Curiali. Bottom of the eighth, two outs. Breaking ball inside. Goes foul.
Nice cut. He went for it.
Yeah, you know Curiali's going to make contact. You mentioned that his last at-bat, how the ball was just placed perfectly. He's hitting on all cylinders, and he's not going to be an easy out. And he's showing you again with this full count here. Here comes the 3-2 to Curiali. Curiali makes contact again, but foul. Not an easy out by any means, Darryl.
And no.
You're getting a consistent batter now and just an all-around player in this lineup every day here.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. He's either going to strike out here, or he's going to paint the third base foul line for a triple, because he's really working that area.
Ooh, and Curiale with a good eye.
If he doesn't get hit by a pitch or walked.
So he gets on first. And he talked about his on-base percentage, right? I mean.
My goodness.
Impressive. So Curiale on first, giving that 1-2 punch another opportunity to bring us home happy now with R.J. Yeager following up. I mean, following up with, what, a .337 average, Darryl? 4 home runs? Yeager making some serious contact, but right there is the third baseman. A clean grab there for out number 3. And we're heading towards the top of the 9th inning. A last chance opportunity for the Daytona Tortugas. What a game it's been, Darryl.
It has been a great day of baseball. It's been a phenomenal, sunny, breezy, low humidity, and the Cardinals scoring more runs than the opposing team. The combination of that just kind of makes you giddy with joy. Why not? I mean,
it's been a good game. A good game between two good teams early on in this season. A lot of baseball to be played, obviously. These teams are going to match up against each other along the lines of that long season. But the Cardinals are in a situation early on in the season where they had a slow start. Now they've picked things up. Being the Cardinals, they know they can be.
Yeah.
And now they have a big series coming up against the Hammerheads. And if we check our out-of-town scorecard, let's take a look at that. The Hammerheads have a doubleheader today, so a lot at stake on this Sunday afternoon for the Cardinals' roommates here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. If we look at Game 1, that's all wrapped up. A final there. The Hammerheads out on top of the Mets, so the Mets falling again this season for the 20th time. The first team to 20 losses. That's not something you would be happy about if you're the St. Lucie Mets. The Hammerheads improving to 16-10. So the Cardinals with a win here will be on track to just be neck and neck with them and make this a really, really meaningful series this week at Roger Dean.
Yeah, once again, what an exciting week that's getting ready to come up here for baseball fans here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The hometown Jupiter Hammerheads, the hometown Palm Beach Cardinals, the Beach Birds versus the Sharks is going to be a spectacular series.
And wrapping up the series with "Take Me Out to the Vineyard." You can't tell a
gee whiz. I mean, like I said,
you can't promote a better week.
Somebody's getting a pat on the back.
Cade Hunter starting things off here in the top of the 9th inning. Edwin Nunez on the mound for some relief. He has a .87 ERA. He's been great on the mound, looking to close things down and send everybody home happy. Cardinals looking to improve to 16-11, Darryl. This would be their third win in a row if they can pull it off.
If they can pull it off. And I want to flash back to Curiale, because I wasn't quite ready when you brought up his OPS, and it's increased. It has increased, of course, with that walk. 1.155. I mean, come on.
I mean, if his 400 batting average wasn't impressive.
This dude is sick.
I'm going to miss him, because you know he's going to be moving
on.
He's,
it's bound to happen.
It's bound to happen.
But that's the point.
That's the point.
And that's why we watch this.
And we can't be selfish.
No. Just
Cade
happy.
Hunter makes contact there right to the second baseman. That's going to be an easy out number 1, Hernandez to Yeager. You can't be selfish.
Nope. No selfishness. I'm going to be happy for him. Happy for all these guys. They get an opportunity to move up. So, but he would definitely be one to follow. And okay, I'm excited to see what he does over this next series that we've been heavily promoting, because it ought to be heavily promoted given the circumstances.
I've been begging my mom to come out to take me out to the Vineyard, but I think she's playing me out for some gardening. She's too into her flowers, and I get it. You know, it's a little bit of a trip from where she is, but I will be here in her honor calling the game and having a good time, of course. Should be a fun time here at the Dean. Nothing better than wine and baseball.
Yeah. Where's mom coming down from, if she was coming down?
Sebastian.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little bit of a ride there.
A little bit.
2-1 the count to Acosta. He blasts this one towards the warning track, about an inch away from the dirt, and right there to get it is the right fielder, Joshua Baez. A loud out number two, and this is the final out now for the Daytona Tortugas. Michel Triana going to try to get a miracle going here for Cecil. Cecil needs some help, needs some hope, needs some faith, and it starts with Triana.
Yeah.
Nunez and the Cardinals, one out away. Triana swings and misses here, strike one.
Wouldn't be the first gut-wrenching ninth-inning rally in baseball, but
You never know. 0-2 the count, one strike away. Here comes Nunez with the 0-2 pitch, and Triana stays alive, foul ball.
With strike away.
We got some other scores for you. The Blue Jays on top of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That one, 3-0 in the top of the fifth. Triana makes contact. That should be it. No, it's actually hit. Blooped right in front of the center fielder, so the game goes on there. Juan Bincho couldn't get to it in time.
Yeah, that almost looked like a wiffle ball type hit. It just, some funny English on it, and it like a lot of topspin.
Yeah.
And it just dropped.
And that wasn't the wind, because everything's all calmed down.
No, the flags were.
So here we go, Nunez. Limp. One out away, facing Melvin Valdez now. Valdez makes contact, but foul. Count is 0-1. Doesn't show that on the scoreboard, but I will not be tricked, right? Because that was a foul ball.
Yep.
And the next pitch is going to be challenged. And we're going to have a ball. So I guess there is no strike. I don't know. 1-0 count, two outs. Here comes Valdez up at bat. And this one upstairs, count goes to 2-0. Maybe I'm seeing things.
Well, I was sure I saw what you saw.
It's okay.
Oh, no, there you go.
There we go. 2-1. Maybe they heard me.
Yeah.
We all help each other, see? Next pitch is called a strike. 2-2 now the count. So Nunez, one strikeout away from sending everybody home happy.
Well, not everybody.
Not everybody. You're right. I can't be selfish.
We'll be happy.
Cecil's not going to be happy.
No.
Tortugas, if they fall to this Cardinals team today, they'll be 9-18. A little bit more of a higher mountain to climb, but still a lot of baseball to be played. We're going to be seeing them throughout the season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And the breaking ball almost takes off Valdez's head, so the count's going to go full. The count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here we go. And Valdez, that's a foul ball. Valdez trying to close out the game here in the top of the ninth with 2 outs. The count full. Here comes the pitch to Valdez. And he gets him. Strike number 3. Valdez on the Valdez strikes out. Nunez closing out the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals, who now improve to 16-11, Darryl. That's three in a row heading into this big series this week against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Of course, the Jupiter Hammerheads winning game one of their doubleheader. So a meaningful series coming up between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. What a game. What did you think, Darryl?
I am so happy to have witnessed this after hearing about yesterday's escapades. But this entire series, the way Palm Beach closed it out, they took the one L earlier in the week, but they go ahead and take the series 5-1. And what a great, great thing to see. And you know, what's interesting, Walt, is they win this series 5-1. Five games won, one game lost, and they're still neck and neck with Jupiter, which means Jupiter was producing simultaneously while Palm Beach was producing. The series could not have gone any worse for them at 5-1, and that's a great series. But if it had gone any worse than that, they would be probably two or three games behind Jupiter going into next week instead of head-to-head, which still exciting, but not as exciting. I mean, I've not looked forward to a series this much in probably good two or three years outside of a playoff, yeah. Which this is going to be a phenomenal series, and because the Cardinals have produced, the Hammerheads have produced, and it is baseball time.
You're right, Darryl, and that's credit to these two organizations. The Hammerheads have been pretty good all season long. Like I mentioned earlier, the Cardinals got off to a slow start, but they win another one here. They've had a great couple of weeks, now getting their 16th win, their third in a row. And look at that Florida State League East. The Hammerheads and Cardinals right there. They do it all week long here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, highlighted by Take Me Out to the Vineyard. That's right, this Saturday, a Mother's Day weekend extravaganza here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with the Hammerheads and the Cardinals going at it in the ballpark all week long. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside the stadium at the box office. Any final words?
I'm just checking out this box score, and congrats to Winquist. He goes to 2-1 with the win. Palm Beach, you know, 6 runs on 11 hits, no errors, which, oh, my goodness, compared to yesterday.
No errors.
They are completely cleaned up that act from yesterday, and that is so phenomenal to see.
Amen and hallelujah. No errors.
Oh.
So happy to see that. I mean, and that's what you want to see. Really, when it comes to this team, right, day in, day out, you have one bad sloppy game, you make it up the next day, and they really did what they had to do on offense. They did what they had to do on the mound, on defense, a collective effort by this Palm Beach Cardinals team, improving to 16-11. Now a little streak brewing here, now three games in a row. Obviously, the Hammerheads won game one against the St. Lucie Mets, game two coming up. We'll see if both teams come into this new series with a winning streak. That would be adding on to the excitement, huh?
Absolutely. That would
what, Darryl?
Oh, that would be either way. So, well, they at a minimum, the Hammerheads have split the doubleheader. They split the doubleheader. So, at any rate, you're going to come in with both teams. Well, one team having one of the teams is going to have a half game lead.
A half game lead.
So, you basically have a tie.
And this was the best case scenario for this series. The Cardinals took 5. Imagine if they can mimic that the next series, or the Hammerheads can. Whew. Causing some separation is the goal of the next series coming up. But you know they're going to go every game. They're going to bring everything they can. It's going to be interesting to see. Folks, if there's a week to come out to the ballpark, this is the week. Silver Sluggers Night, Wednesday Night Baseball Bingo. Thirsty Thursdays, $1, $2, $3 beer specials. And then, of course, wrapping things up with Take Me Out to the Vineyard. Darryl, it's been a pleasure calling this game with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Any final words, my man?
I really appreciate you coming up, and we having a chance to fellowship together over this over this phenomenal game, this phenomenal series. We're getting ready for the next one, and oh my goodness, the excitement builds steadily. So happy to be here. So happy to be able to do this. And man, it's been great. It's been great.
No, it's been great, Daryl. We got the best view in the ballpark, and it's even more exciting calling the game with you, my friend. So it's been a lot of fun, Daryl. Thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday afternoon edition of Baseball. The Cardinals on top 6-2 over the Daytona Tortugas, improving to 16-11. And next week, it's Hammerheads and Cardinals all week long. Walter Works, Daryl Jones, saying adios, amigos.